Hey, everybody, this is the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and if you want to get your money's worth, stay tuned to WXAV in Chicago.
Everybody's got a price.
Danny Daniel,
Chandler McClure,
the human massacre, Keith Walker,
the gold standard of professional wrestling, Eric Priest,
Joey Eastman, Tyler Black,
Jimmy Jacobs,
Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney,
the American Angel, Sarah Del Rey,
the one and only Chris Hero,
Cody Castagnoli,
Austin Aries,
Nigel McGuinness,
Ryan Danielson,
Jay Lethal, Mike McCheeseworth,
the franchise, Shane Douglas,
the Tuesday Night Delight, John Morrison,
the sexy beast and the king of the world, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, Y2J, Chris Jericho,
the hardcore legend, Mick Foley,
the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase,
Pete, Pat,
Kevin,
Dunn,
and Pooch.
With our wrestling knowledge combined, we are
ready to rumble.
This is
Rumble.
The fancy intro begins right now because I have nothing else to say. This is Rumble Radio live on the XWXAV 88.3 FM. My name is Pete, and we got a mamma jamma of a show tonight. We have two very, very special guests in studio, Dr. Keith Lipinski. Keith, how are we tonight?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself? Sorry, I'm not usually used to a microphone this size.
That's okay. That's okay. You'll get used to it. And returning to the show, one of the stars of the Joey Eastman special, the one with talent, PJ Drummond. How are you, PJ?
I'm doing well. Back off my ban from making fun of stroke victims last time.
It's
thanks,
okay.
Pete.
We're all cool now. We're not going to do that anymore.
Damn.
We're all set.
Well, there goes my material. Nice talking to you guys. See you later.
Bye, Keith.
Later.
See you later. And we're also joined in studio by the sharp tongue, Stephen Dunn.
I think I'm supposed to say something clever now, but
I stole your stick. You suck.
Yeah, you've learned better than that by now.
Yep. And making his return, Poochie Magoo. Pooch, what's going on?
I've brought a beard with me.
You do? You're sporting a massive beard right now.
Oh, that's what you meant by beard.
Yes. Well done.
But we got a lot to talk about tonight. Chikara is making its Midwestern debut this weekend in Ohio and Chicago. The 20th, they will be in Streamwood, Illinois. We're going to be talking about that with Keith. We're also going to have from Elite Pro Wrestling, Brendan Tomaselli, to discuss the Elite Pro show coming up this Friday. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get right into it.
Stars of wrestling rule Monday nights. It's time to talk about Monday Night Raw here on Rumble Radio.
We were just talking there about the awesome old school Monday Night Raw intros, and you know what? Those are more exciting than last night's show.
Wow.
That's harsh.
That is pretty brutal right there, actually. But pretty correct, too. I mean, at the same time, there wasn't a big explosion or anything like that at the end of hearing that theme, which makes me sort of sad. Phil, could you please blow something up?
I couldn't think of anything while I pulled the mic towards me, so I really can't.
It's okay, PJ.
I'm enjoying a sweet tart right now.
They're very tasty. Two for one at the CVS.
Yes. Why are you playing that Raw music? I get that in my head every single week, and it bothers me.
Does it?
Because what is the last line?
Thanks,
it's like,
for the explosion.
Don't you want to be loved or something like that? And it's
I don't really want to talk
about Raw love on a radio station such as this. But
they've had some pretty bad themes back in their day. Like musically, lyrically, stuff like that.
And I'm not sure if we're talking about Raw's War or the War Zone right now. So, like,
ooh, that's right, because totally. you had Raw, then you had the War Zone, and there was other stuff.
Talk about brilliant marketing right there. I'm going to divide my one show into two separate shows.
Separate but equal, like the rosters back in the day.
So that I can claim that I have the two highest rated shows on Monday nights. The man's a genius, that's all you got to say.
He's an evil genius, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, but they started off the show last night with a cage match between Y2J Chris Jericho and CM Punk for the World Heavyweight title. Good match. Very reminiscent, I thought, of Bret Hart, Owen Hart, with trying to escape and everything like that. But I don't know, giving that away on free TV, and not only that, the first match of the night. I mean, what do you guys think of that?
Well, I think they really needed the blue WWE steel cage.
All right, okay, here we go.
Back in the day.
Eastman and I were arguing about this yesterday.
Who?
Joey Eastman.
Never
we're
going to
talk about that later on because...
No, we will, but this was something else. He is a big fan of the blue cage.
As everyone is.
His reason, his reason being, it looks more dangerous.
What?
Yes, it looks more dangerous because to him, it implies caged animals because at the zoo, they have bars.
Mm.
They don't have fencing at the zoo. Me, personally, after watching that old Starcade, that Best of Starcade thing hosted by Magnum TA... I gotta go with the chain link fence. It's a lot more deadly. I think it comes off a lot better.
I think it does look more deadly, but I just have a warm place in my heart for that blue cage. I mean, the first time I ever saw a cage match was SummerSlam 90, Ravishing Rick Rude taking on the Ultimate Warrior in a hellacious match when you're 6 years old.
That's true.
So,
and the Warrior didn't blow himself up while climbing to the top of the steel cage at all, which made that even a much better exciting match.
It did.
This is true. Although I also remember watching a blue steel cage match. I think it was Macho Man versus... DiBiase, I want to say. Or DiBiase was
where
involved
Virgil
somehow.
Was coming up.
Virgil's coming up and a fan goes up and grabs Virgil and is trying to pull him off the cage.
I believe
amazing.
For those of you taking notes at home, that was Botchamania 52 that's on.
It might be.
Yeah, or maybe 55.
I actually watched the match itself.
Oh, okay.
I learned up on my history.
Special.
I am.
Okay.
I watch stuff.
We should get you a gold star and everything, PJ.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but what do you guys think? Giving this match away, I mean, it was a good match, but what are they doing with Punk? What are they doing with Chris Jericho as the title? Where do you see this transpiring in the coming weeks?
Well,
done?
They're not doing anything with Punk. He's just going to get thrown on the back burner right now because they have nothing for him at this point. You've taken him out of the title picture. All your other main event heels he could be up against, they're all taken up as well. You know, JBL, Jericho,
JBL
and Kane are pretty
away.
Much the only three guys they had for him to work with if he's not the champion. So I think they're just going to kind of leave him there and hope that people forget.
I don't know. JBL is just... he's so annoying. I don't want to see him on my TV anymore. Yeah, it's a squeaky boom, Mike. I apologize.
I was just going to say, I think Punk is going to feud with, of course, the New Blood, the second generation stars, and it's basically going to be the Millionaires Club versus the New Blood that we've been waiting for ages that will save TNA as well.
Wait a minute. You mean the one that's actually going to be done properly where the people that are supposed to be heels are heels?
Well, I'm not going to go that far, Phil.
All right, fine.
That's asking a lot there. But
it is asking a lot.
You know what, though? Let's talk about that. Randy Orton comes out. Got a great reaction from the crowd. I heard a lot of RKO chants going on there. And the way they're portraying Randy Orton now, he's the loner badass. And I see him, the fans cheering, because he's got like a Stone Cold Triple H type feel from like 98, 99, where the fans are going to latch on because you can't tell me what to do. I'm the best and no one's going to tell me otherwise. And I think that could really mess up the angle.
Well, they also keep him looking more dangerous than most people for a guy who's injured.
Especially with all those slings and everything else.
Yes.
He really is getting injured as much as his dad is.
Yes.
So he really should just have like a full body cast.
At
and
all
just
times.
Wrestle at all times. Wrestle like the wrestling mummy. But
there have been many good wrestling mummies.
There's been some fantastic. The Yeti, well, one of my favorites.
The Yeti. Or La Momia from Argentina.
That's right. Mecha Mummy. Okay. He sort of counts.
Oh, Mecha Mummy is even better.
You know, Chikara, September 20th.
Yep.
We're going to be talking about Chikara a little bit later on as well. But join the conversation. Talk to us at WXAV Studio, all one word, on the AOL Instant Messenger, or you can call us 773-429-0463. Poochie, I mean, where do you see them going in the long term on Raw? Because I think Raw is right now the weakest of the three shows.
Right now, I'm very, very confused because I don't like to try to play Booker, but when I think things can be done differently, I get attached to it, and then it doesn't happen, and it disappoints me. And my thing was Orton, I thought, should have come back in a title feud with Punk because he criticized him as a champion. It would make sense to me if they feuded with him as a champion. Now he's not a champion, and as we said, I don't know what that leaves for Punk. Orton, as you said, seeming to be popular with the fans, which is sort of not the point, I guess, if you're a heel, unless they're loving to hate you. So I don't know right now. It could go any different way, and I, for one, do not want to predict because I don't know.
Well, the other slight problem here, too, is after what happened with Orton, Punk has shown no sort of emotional sort of reaction to what happened there. You know, they've had plenty of times for them to confront him, for him to, you know, cut a promo saying, hey, I never actually lost the belt, anything like that. But
the man's
there's nothing
concussed.
Happening with it.
He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know where he is.
Is he dazed and confused?
He is absolutely dazed and confused. The one argument I would have against the Randy Orton coming into the title hunt immediately with Punk is that the vast majority of the time, whenever you look at wrestling history, there are exceptions. Hogan, Bruno Sammartino, lots of guys.
David Arquette,
exactly. The great champions of the day. Especially with an unproven champion, it's a lot better for the babyface to be pursuing the heel and trying to get back on him that way and taking the title away. It's not a fluke if I beat you. You've been claiming it was a fluke all the time, so if I beat you, it can't be a fluke. So that may, who knows, that could be one thing, but we'll see. You never know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's, you always go back to when WWE makes their most money ever. It's always the babyface chasing the heel for the title. As you said, of course, there's a few exceptions. One of them, John Cena as well. But, I mean, it's really confused. And now we have our main event for No Mercy, a ladder match. Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, World Heavyweight title on the line.
Can I say yay for that? No, that should be a fantastic match.
Absolutely. Like,
that's one of the few things that'll actually make me buy, possibly, or not download illegally, a WWE pay-per-view, is the fact that these two men will be engaging in combat, and there will be, of course, a ladder involved. And I like the fact that Shawn last night has been preparing so much for this match, been sort of rehabbing his arm or whatever's going on there, by having just stagehands bring out a ladder. So I thought that was wonderful. I was just hoping one of them would actually help him up the ladder as that was going on. So
that was a huge ladder, too.
That was a big, I mean, that's obviously like the Hardy Boys style ladder, where it's just like, you know what? They always start with this really small rinky-dink ladder. It gets broken. We need, you know what we need? We need a big, huge, massive ladder.
Yes, we do. I mean, I agree with you.
Well,
Jericho.
Go get me a huge ladder. I want to show how great
you were about
this
to swear right there. I saw it in your lips, and it was amazing.
You folks, you got to understand, though. I've been on the air for, 28 years now, so I'm used to talking a little blue, so I'm sorry. But, yeah, I definitely could feel
I could see
that
it.
I was...
You wanted to so badly. And
I had the lust
remembered.
In my eyes.
You did. You
that's
did.
Okay.
Lust in my eyes for foul language. I'm going to turn the microphone over here now.
You held back. That's all that matters, Sarah Keith.
Not like Joey the first time he was on here.
Oh, no. Oh, memories back in the day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, Jericho, Michaels, they'll get it done. And I like seeing Michaels in the title hunt just because you haven't seen that happening in a very, very long time.
And you can actually justify it instead of the 9 or 10 chances JBL's had over the summer.
Oh, JBL.
So, you know, at least he's actually beaten the champion and everything. So, you know.
I do love it how Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler kept on making fun of JBL for losing money on the stock market yesterday. That was fantastic.
The man will make it all back when his new product, Drank, comes out. I'm sorry, but anybody that's thought that it's a good idea to make a legal version of cough syrup to sell as a beverage is a brilliant, brilliant man.
He's a mad genius man from Texas. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Other than that, nothing else happened on Raw.
Santino was there.
Santino was funny.
He's always funny.
And they may have officially started the push towards Evan Bourne being a mid-card, high mid-card spot main eventer. So.
That ruined the Kane promo yesterday.
It did.
It ruined it.
Especially because Kane didn't kick his, you know, I almost did it too. Get this away from me.
It's the lust.
There's filth in this studio. Wait a minute. Now you're saying that killed the Kane promo?
Not
the outright lies from Kane about losing his mask. That didn't kill the Kane promo. The whole logic.
Majority
of
the WWE fans don't remember that.
Heels
yeah,
should
but
not
you
use
know what?
Logic.
And no one and there. But there's a difference. He didn't even acknowledge that he was in a match. That he was like he did, but he didn't so much admit that. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be him trying to say, if I didn't want to do it, I still didn't have to, because
so basically
who's going to stop me?
Well, but that's the thing. So basically what they're saying is the only reason the stipulation happened is because he felt at the time he should. So their stipulations and their word of what they're going to deliver mean nothing unless the guy actually wants to do it. So any hair match they've ever done, a guy could just be like, no, and then they won't have to do it. That's not a good thing to set up for your promotion.
I see where you're going with this. But
I'm most likely reading too much into it, but that's just me.
But I can see your logic behind it,
Keith.
But it's definitely leading to the fact that we're going to see a 12-year-old Rey Mysterio on WWE TV because he will be losing that mask.
With the 10-year-old Evan Bourne.
Yes.
Wow.
The Rob Feinstein dream team.
I was gonna make a Terry Garvin joke, but I'm glad you went with the Feinstein joke.
I tried to go a little bit more current there, Phil.
That's beautiful.
Good job, Keith.
Yes.
Good job.
Oh, but God, that guy was so creepy. I used to see him on the indies back in Pennsylvania as the fun athletic guy. This whole angle they did where he came out making fun of the Sandman and then they tried to get Christy Mist to kiss him. Oh, it was just awkward and just sad. I really don't even know what to say after that.
A lot of people are going to Wikipedia right now to look up Christy Mist.
Yes, look up Christy Mist. And
not on a school computer, though. We don't want to ask the kids, really.
No, there are
word computer, as some of us have learned.
Yeah, there are words that will be right blocked. Full. Yes, there are words that will be blocked that she's done. I'm trying to remember one of the titles. Buffy the Vampire starts with an L. Try to finish that out in the rhyme. As if take the S
Slater?
Take the S off the original word. From that movie title. That was one of her debuts right there.
Old school wrestling
porno
divas, yeah. Roughly. Oh God.
I wouldn't call her old school. Really?
Well, 90s.
XPW wasn't that long ago.
It's better than Sable and Laser Tag. So
Laser Tag.
Yeah, there's been I've been on WWE 24/7 on the old Raws that they've been showing from that period in 97. Right. They have all these vignettes of Sable and Laser Tag.
Oh, I remember those.
They've been out. It's not up there with the Sonny and the Melton Bradley karate fighters, but it's still quite nice.
Wow.
That's when they had them. They would like come out on stage and do product placements like check this out and buy this. Man, that was really bad.
Raw was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why do you always take us away from the tangents? I don't appreciate that.
No.
We're talking about fun things, and you just have to bring it right back on track.
I know.
And that's what he
does. It's
a
problem I have.
It is a problem you have.
Trying to fix it.
Yeah.
So we just got an AOL instant message talk to us, WXAV Studio, and CrazyMad31608 says, for some reason...
That's too long of a name.
Fix it. For some reason, I see Kane being back in the mask by the end of the year. Then again, some people said that in 2006, and he doesn't think Evan Bourne is going to last on Raw. I don't think. That's what he says. Evan Bourne on Raw, I think he's going to make it. The crowd last week just ate him up when they saw him doing his spots, his sunset flips and everything. I think he can make it on Raw.
He could. That's if all of a sudden someone in the back doesn't decide that he doesn't know how to get over with the crowd because all he can do is spots. You know, you never know exactly what's going to tweak someone on any given day.
He definitely needs a manager, though. He can't talk.
He needs something. He reminds me of, like, a really peppy anime character that comes out to the top of the ramp. Like, peace! That can't get over, ever.
Or a male cheerleader.
Speaking of anime, good Lord, can someone, and crappy music, as we were talking about at the top of the show, can someone please give Candice Michelle new music?
Yes. Oh, my God. Is it terrible? And it was weird, too, because she's coming out, and Beth Phoenix is, like, right behind her. And then she kept on making a point of not walking into her. It was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else caught that.
I think she should start coming out to Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Where are you at?
Greatest
you
song at? Ever.
Peanut Butter Jelly. Peanut Butter Jelly with a baseball
I think
bat.
We have that in the system. Check it out.
Please. I'll look while you guys
I think I think PJ really wants to
If you don't have
that song.
Can I get a request of A Perfect Friend by Randy Meyer?
Yes.
You are my perfect man, friend.
I know we have a Be a Man in there.
Oh, sweet.
We have that. We're going to have some.
Do you have Jive Soul, bro?
Oh.
No. See, what happened was we only had like one of the albums from Savage. We only had one song, and I can't find the album.
I'll download it to you later.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Ulster, whatever they call you. This was slamming.
It was slamming.
Do you remember his TNA run?
Hot diggity damn. What, the TNA run where he couldn't take off his coat?
Yes. That was an awesome coat. I would never want to take off that coat either, because I know someone would steal it.
Yes.
And his beard. His beard rule.
Yes.
Just what like is someone, he doing like now? Someone. Where is Randy Macho?
Obviously,
Savage?
He's working on his follow-up. If look how long Guns N' Roses are taking making the Chinese Democracy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. Masterworks take some time. Come
they
on.
Do.
Get off the man's back.
I can wait then. I'm a patient man. If it takes 5 years to get a classic like the previous one,
yeah, patience.
I will wait.
Yeah, I like that song. He's running Hotel Intercontinental downtown. Motel there. Motel California by Ugly Kid Joe, my favorite record.
Wow. Actually, he'd probably be all right as like a morning zoo DJ. Yeah.
He would be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. The weather report.
Perez Hilton, how you doing? What's going on with the traffic? What's with, is my money safe in the bank? Do I have money in the bank?
No, Randy.
Macho Man. It would just sound all garbled because every time his little pinky would go across the microphone as he's talking.
But he would look great with the sunglasses up close.
Yes.
I miss those sunglasses and the hats, too. But Raw, that's about it. Nothing else went down.
Raw did stuff.
What are you talking about? We get to see JBL, Batista once again on pay-per-view.
Really, I'm sick of Batista.
We're loving this. Please.
I mean, yes, Peter, I've defected you over to my side.
Yes,
I could get lucky. They could hurt themselves in the match and be off TV for a few months.
No, we're not that lucky. Batista's going to be fine.
Batista did the cleverest thing. He implied Beth Phoenix was a man.
What?
Wow, the comedy.
Well, you also had Santino reply with this line, well, sometimes she does squeal, but that's not because she's a pig or anything.
That was good.
That was very funny. Santino, you can always get a laugh out of Santino Marella. He's at least good for that. But, I mean, JBL, Batista, do you guys buy them as legitimate challengers to the world title?
Batista, the way they've booked him, yes. They always book him to look like he's the best guy on the roster, and he's just unable to get the title win. JBL, no, not at all. He hasn't done anything, you know, in any big matches. He hasn't won any matches to justify it. They just keep building off the idea of, well, if he says he wants to compete for the title, he must deserve it.
And he's rich. He has money. He's from New York.
This is true.
So, but I don't know. Raw is just, it's a mess right now. That's the only thing I can say.
It dropped very quick.
And the rating came out today. They did a 2.7 in the rating, which is very, very bad news. Now, they're trying to say, oh, Monday Night Football, you had the Dallas-Philadelphia game. But at some point, you got to say, nah, it's the product you're giving the fans. It's not good. It's just not good. And I think it goes back to, once again, where when you have a legitimate competition going on, you can at least sit there and it makes you better your product every week. That's why WWF was good in the 90s, and so was WCW, but then again, we did get a lot of crap in the Attitude Era that we just choose to forget. But that's neither here nor there, and that's for another discussion for another day. But what we will discuss today is Chikara. This weekend, September 20th, Streamwood, Illinois. We're going to
Streamwood, Illinois, for all you people out there who aren't even aware, really, or just some people who might even live near Streamwood, Illinois and consider it, or just have no clue. It's by Schaumburg.
Yes.
It's not like it's out in the boondocks somewhere, people. I know there are all you people out there in the suburbs that are scared to come into the city because you might get mugged and your car might get stolen. You can go to Streamwood. It's okay because it's right next to Schaumburg.
It's very, I mean, it should be called Schaumburg Jr., actually. Streamwood is just as, yes, you know, and it's not flooded. We want people to let them know.
No, that's good news.
Just the park districts are flooded.
Yeah.
But we're going to be talking about Chikara. We're going to get a little history of it from Dr. Keith. But I think we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll briefly run down SmackDown ECW. Rumor has it right now Mick Foley is at TNA, and they're going to give his debut away for free on TV.
1.0. 0.0.
So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, also in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Brendan Tomaselli from Elite.
Brandon. There you go.
Brandon. Look at you. Look at you. Tomato. Potato.
Potato.
Say quarter.
Quarter.
Okay. You're good.
Was I okay?
At the last Shimmer show, we were getting made fun of for saying something by the British Columbians. I'm trying to remember what the word was. It escapes me now. I'll think about it.
Think about it during the break.
I hate you, Dr. Keith. I agree with Joey. I hope you fall down some stairs and sprain your ankle.
That's actually a weak argument right there.
We're actually going to talk about Joey.
Who?
Eastman. Because...
Never heard of him.
Well, that's okay.
He's this minor guy on the indies. He does some things here and there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he also claims to have a tricycle.
No, a unicycle.
A unicycle. that is 24 karat gold.
He could be working, you guys. I mean, it could possibly be a tricycle, a golden 24 karat gold tricycle.
A 24 karat gold tricycle would not fit in the spare tire well of his car, which is where he claims to keep this 24 karat gold.
Well, unless it's that fold up type gold that you can find on some of the streets by Maxwell.
That cheap gold, you mean?
Oh, yes. Cash for gold. Cash for
Why are you plugging other people? Stop it. Let's go to break.
I get paid.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Biscuits and gravy.
This is Chris Jericho, Y2J, the Ayatollah of rock and rolla, and you're listening to Rumble Radio right here in my favorite city, filled with Jerichoholics, Chicago.
Are you ready for your biscuits and gravy? Do you want the MVPs of the WWE? Are you going to Wang Chung tonight? There's no cheap pops here on Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah!
I suppose we should get rid of Mick at the end now.
I don't think we should. I like Mick being in there. Okay. He adds that legitimacy to it.
And adding it to the end of the TNA intro would just not work.
Yeah, that would involve us doing more production work and...
As you know, we're only good for one new batch of promos a year.
Yeah, and that's in the summertime when school's not in session and everything. But you're currently listening to Rumble Radio, the premier pro wrestling talk show in the Chicagoland area. My name's Pete. I'm joined by Stephen Dunn and Poochie Magoo.
Poochie Magoo.
And we also have in studio right now our special guest, friend of the show, PJ Drummond.
Hello.
And Dr. Keith Limpiski.
Whoa! Emphasize on the limp.
Gee, you're going to have to edit that later on when this is out there.
Limpiski.
Take two.
Limpiski, mushmouth. Am I going to have to pick on you for being a mushmouth while
I think you might
Pat's
have to.
Not here for
I've caught, I, where is I've Pat, caught the Kevin. Where is Pat's Pat? In Milwaukee.
Is he training?
Is it
right
no
now?
Wonder that Pat is as huge as he is living in Milwaukee, where he's just fed a constant diet of cheese and bratwurst?
That sounds quite tasty.
It does.
I'd rather have some of that than biscuits and gravy.
That's true.
But yes, the race, you have to talk to him about that.
Because I've been training for a marathon, and I think I could help.
Are you doing the Chicago Marathon?
I'm doing the Chicago Marathon, yes.
Good for you.
That's one of the reasons why you haven't seen my show a lot this summer on F4WOnline.com or WrestlingObserver.com or DrKeithsShow.com is because I basically have devoted the rest of – the part of my life that used to be mostly wrestling has now become marathon or Chikar related. So, you know.
So you're incapable of multitasking?
Yes, basically. Yeah, I'm a failure.
What else are you doing for 23 miles? You can't call somebody up and tape it?
I was actually thinking about possibly doing a show while doing the marathon.
That would be
cool. With a voice recorder.
That'd
just
be pretty
sit there
interesting.
And, yeah, but I feel all these people around me would be like, why are you talking to your hand? And I'd be like, you know why.
Because I'm a Secret Service agent. That's why.
Dig it.
Ooh, yeah. Actually, I'm getting yelled at by Kevin Kellum right now from Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Why, Kevin? Why did you run to Iowa? Is there like a farm of stroke victims out there?
No.
Is that one? Oh.
No.
You said you would.
I'm getting a dirty look from Pete.
Sorry, PJ. Pete's dad.
Thank you, PJ. Come on now. We talked about this.
Yes, you did. So why is Kevin yelling? Because we're not talking about SmackDown, even though we said we were going to fight.
No, he's yelling
ago.
At me because I...
He's trying to be Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Is he going to tear a quad running in here?
He's just going to yell at us while we announce.
And oh, he's saying...
And then you're going to quit and go to a different wrestling talk show.
He's saying, quote, I got a job.
Oh, wow.
That's what he's saying.
What's your job got to do with me?
I've got to imagine the amazing radio that goes on in central Iowa.
Oh, come on now. Be nice to
Kevin. Hey, you got it. No, you got to get started somewhere.
That's right.
You know,
that's
soon enough, he'll move up to South Dakota and everything will be great.
But until that day, he's still in Waterloo, Iowa. But going back, Friday night SmackDown.
Has he been to the Wrestling Hall of Fame yet? If he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Okay, good.
Yes, he has. In fact, we're trying to secure an interview with the guys that run the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Mike Chapman?
Yes.
Nice.
And run it as a special and everything.
Sweet.
So stay tuned for that. But Friday night SmackDown, big news. You have a brand new number one contender for the WWE title, Jeff Hardy. Huge news.
Oh, my God.
Fat chicks all around on MySpace are just loving it right now.
Yes, and not only do you have a new number one contender, you may have another man throwing himself into the match in the generic Russian heel, Vladimir Kozlov.
Really? I don't care about him. I just don't.
I do. I'm amused. I have to say, I mean, we still have to see him in an actual match to see whether or not he can sell somebody else's offense, but no. So far... It's like when Umaga had his initial push. I'm amused by what he does for his squashes.
It's better than loving double E, so I guess I'll accept it. But I got excited when they teased him Big Show. Now that doesn't appear to be happening.
Well, you're going to have Big Show the Undertaker, though. That should be a pretty decent big size, you know, big guy match going on there. So, you know.
Phoenix Twins?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting over here. I'm watching Dr. Keith. Dr. Keith is eating a sweet tart. And suddenly he takes it out of his mouth.
I'm trying to be professional here on the radio for the first time in my life, so excuse me.
Thank you, Keith.
Whatever.
Come on, PJ. Let him talk. Let him talk.
Yeah, please. Let the man talk, all right?
Yes, Dr. Keith.
That's me. I'm the man.
That's why you have your own show, so you can talk.
F4WOnline.com.
Nice.
I was just going to state that I really missed the guy that loved the WWE, and I hope he comes back very well soon from wellness. And the Russian just isn't Russian enough for me. I'm sorry. He should have a beard. He should always reek of alcoholism.
He should attack people
he should
with
be
a
my
bag
dad,
of wheat,
basically.
Have you guys heard about that?
What?
This amazing moment in Mid-South, like back in the day of Watts' Mid-South. South,
no,
where Nikolai Volkov ran out and attacked someone with, as Bill Watts said, a 100-pound bag of wheat. It was amazing.
There hasn't been a lot of great wheat-related angles in pro wrestling, and this could be the second one.
Yes. Wow. That's amazing. I wish I could have been there for that. Nikolai, great singing voice. I always loved him when he would sing the Soviet national anthem.
Karamia really just tugs at the heartstrings.
It does. But getting back to SmackDown, where do you guys see this going with Jeff Hardy and Triple H? Do you actually see them maybe putting the strap on Jeff Hardy, giving him that push?
I don't know. It gets teased so much in the past couple of years. He never can get there. But I do like that no matter what they do, they've brought reality into the situation, both with his MVP feud and now with what he's going into with Triple H. They both are kind of calling him out for how he can't quite get to the top without messing up. So I like bringing in the realism. But I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to get him all the way to the top of the mountain or if he's going to continue to fall just short. But I wouldn't mind seeing it. I mean, if he can keep his head on straight, I would not mind it. I'm sure lots of fans would not mind it either. But, you know, Triple H is the man, so to speak. He has the power, the family, as Jeff said. So, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where I could see Jeff Hardy as a champion, but going over on Triple H, I don't know. Does Triple H, you know, have the... what would be the word? The unselfishness to step aside and
it's
let Jeff take
his belt. It's not unselfishness. He drops the belt. He wins it back. He adds another title reign to his resume.
Very true. A week later.
Gets him closer to the Ric Flair record of 16.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, like you were, of the whole bringing realism in, as you call it.
Because, really?
Because the whole night was just spent of Triple H saying why we can't give the belt to these other four guys. Why these other guys can't be trusted with the title. This is what's wrong with him. This is what's wrong with him. This is what's wrong with him.
You're just mad.
This is what's wrong with this guy, and this is why you're stuck with me.
You're just mad because he called the Brian Kendrick a loser. It hurts you right here in the heart. I know.
Well, he was.
This is true.
But no, it doesn't come off right when they have Triple H cut these promos that he does about what's wrong with everybody else in wrestling. It doesn't make you want to see these guys in a match. It doesn't make you want to, you know, spend money to see Triple H beat somebody when he's made it very clear that no matter what happens, these guys are worthless to the show.
Exactly, and how good can Triple H be if he beats a bunch of losers?
Exactly.
So, wasn't it last December or so, didn't Triple H lose to Jeff Hardy? I mean,
have we all forgotten
about this already?
Yeah.
You know, and that was before the Demons came back or anything like that. But I don't know. I mean, it's a match that actually is sort of interesting when you think about it, because it seems they've always sort of wanted to give the ball to Jeff, and it's just up to the promotion now if they're actually going to do that or just take it away very quickly and just have him be. Because, I mean, with Jeff, there's not a lot they can do there. That's the one story that they have behind Jeff, is the fact that, oh, he's a reckless daredevil, or he has a problem with the smack.
Yeah.
Down.
And plus, say, what are you implying?
Well, no, I wasn't implying it. I'm just basically secondhand through Triple H.
Do you have a direct line to Triple H about what
he does?
Drug problems
we usually just do T because it reminds him of his time in the Blue Bloods. So it's good times.
That's a great tag team in WCW.
That was fantastic.
With William Regal. I miss those days. But I mean,
who would ever thought Bill Dundee is like a little butler? I'm sorry.
But at the same time, if I ever made $1 million, I know I'd want Bill Dundee to be my butler.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Bill Dundee is an amazing man.
And like Jamie Dundee just to be like a kitchen cook or something like that.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Hanging out, showing you the
hanging
ropes.
Out shirtless on every single couch that I own.
I got 30 midgets.
But yeah, I mean, do you see if they actually do give the belt to Jeff Hardy? I don't see him having it very long. I think maybe a month or two, and then boom, that belt is on someone else. Because it's, I don't know. I mean, Jeff doesn't have the mic skills.
You're trying to mime something here, Keith. What don't you
I'm
think?
Just doing my impression of Jeff Hardy spinning the belt and just going, wee!
Look at it spins, wee!
Well, remember when RVD had it and cool. Paul Heyman's like, do you want to get rid of that belt? And he's like, nah, it spins. And then he spun it. That was the only time I liked it, but
wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was a buzzkill on that one. I'm just going to shut up now. I'm not going to talk. Stephen Dunn, come on, get in there.
Yeah, so what do we see them doing now with MVP, Brian Kendrick, and Shelton Benjamin? Do we see them as the new U.S. title scene right now? Or, I mean, what face are they going to throw into that mix there? Because you have these guys that are, you know, not quite staying in the main event picture, in the title picture, but they do need to feud with somebody.
Scotty Goldman.
Get Scotty Goldman back on TV. He hasn't been on TV for a while, has he?
And no, he got squashed last week.
Yeah.
He and whatever they call it. Ryan Braddock is his new name.
I believe so.
Yeah, Bradley's new gimmick. They got squashed by Big Show.
Poor
last
Scotty
night's
Goldman.
Show.
Actually, I did. There was a little interesting tidbit. I think it was in the Figure Four this week.
F4WOnline.com.
Yes, yes. Excellent newsletter. Regarding Ryan Braddock, and actually since we were talking about JBL and what JBL's purpose is earlier, there was supposedly, at one point, they were talking of putting Braddock with JBL.
Okay.
However, in JBL's opinion, Braddock carries himself like a mid-carder, so no.
How do you carry yourself like a mid-carder?
Well, how do you not present yourself better when you're not given an opportunity, considering how long poor Braddock has been in developmental?
Yeah.
You know?
The crazy, twisted logic that is John Bradshaw Layfield.
Yes.
But going back to your question, though, Stephen Dunn, Benjamin, obviously, he's the U.S. champion, so he'll stay in that picture. Who do they have him feud with? Do you have him feud with the Brian Kendrick? I don't know. Maybe.
Isn't Shelton a heel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's why you have to throw in this face has to be found in the mix somewhere. And
Festus,
maybe. He's over with the crowd. Or when is Ken Kennedy coming back?
Hopefully never.
You're not a Ken Kennedy fan?
No.
Why not? Is this a story we can talk about on air?
You
or
like
no?
The bloated?
No. I've never met the man in my life.
Okay.
I know plenty of people that do know him, and for all intents and purposes, according to him, he is a fantastic guy.
Okay.
It basically just goes back to the Benoit thing. Like a guy to put your foot in your mouth like that. I mean, yeah. It's an unfortunate situation. I'll say this. He got caught. I do feel bad for the guy that he got caught and everything that he had worked so hard for got derailed. However, just don't talk. Don't act like a liar. Yeah. No one's going to call you a liar if you don't say anything.
And that's what happened. Yeah. He got called a liar on national TV in one of the worst tragedies ever to hit a professional sport.
And then just constantly being injury prone and then shrinking. It seems every time he came back, he just got smaller and smaller. He could be a mini for the next thing we know. He could have a feud with Hornswoggle. That would be fantastic, actually.
There we go. That's what we do. That's what we do with
more fantasy booking.
I remember there were people saying when Evan Bourne, a.k.a. Matt Sydal, was first going in, they thought they would bring him in as Randy Orton's little brother.
Wow. But the mini feud could work because he did take Hornswoggle off the top of the ladder.
He did.
So Hornswoggle needs his revenge.
But that would mean Hornswoggle would have to build some sort of machinery that would allow Ken Kennedy to go through it and become a mini, though. But this could be some awesome science fiction guest booking right here.
He is a leprechaun. You don't know what leprechauns are capable of.
I just sense Russell Crapp just written all over this right now. But speaking of that, moving to ECW, there's a main event.
Wow, that was fantastic.
I didn't mean to downgrading.
If Evan Bourne's going to be teaming up with Ray, that's just yet another ECW guy that's like, hey, I'm making it look like I can maybe save this pathetic show, and then, oh, I'm going to leave.
I kind of like the tag team of Ray Mysterio and Evan Bourne.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying ECW, anything they build up leaves too soon. So I don't know. I just can't ever see them getting better.
They have Matt Hardy as their champion. Mark Henry. Mark Henry, when he won that title, I was happy for him because you literally saw joy in his face when he got that belt.
Yeah, well, I mean, just...
It warmed your heart.
I'm happy for the guy. My heart was warm, but now it's just kind of...
Joy, not Joey, Dr. Keith. Joy. You saw joy in his face.
I was worried there. That was like, wow, there's Joey and Mark Henry. I'm like, wow, you're obsessed with this young Joey man.
But they got, what do they got? They got Mark Henry. They got Matt Hardy.
Finley.
They've got Finley and...
Chavo.
Ah, Chavo's crap. There. Chavo's nothing. They got Morrison. They got four people.
The Miz? Miz is good.
He's gotten better. I say there's four or five guys tops.
But you only have an hour, though, of TV.
True, but, you see those same guys. I mean, I don't know. The new Superstar Initiative, I'm not really interested in any of those guys. All the ones that came up in it and were good, like Sydal, are gone already.
Porky's back?
Yes. Super Porky.
But moving on. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ortiz, I mean, I know you don't like him, but he's certainly getting over with the crowds.
Who?
Ricky Ortiz. He's certainly getting over.
I don't like Ortiz. I want to punch the kids in the face that are
swinging because of the towel?
The towels.
That looks awesome on TV, though. It's kind of like Al Snow with the mannequin heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was cool.
They made it chew.
Can I make a rag right now? Can I just tear out the white insides of my pocket and write pooch on it? Oh, I got a rally rag.
No, because then you're going to be copying someone else's idea. Come up with something original.
Copying somebody else's idea.
Whose?
Just because
the rally monkey.
Just because it was Elijah Burke's idea.
Shut up.
And just because the Steelers have done the terrible towel thing PJ since the 70s doesn't mean he took the idea from anywhere else.
PJ completely ruining Pooch's rant right
there.
He
stole my thunder.
He did. I'm like sorry.
It. Well, he's got goofy hair. He stole Carlito's hair, too. So screw him for that reason, too.
Carlito ain't on TV, so Carlito...
Yes, he is. And he's looking good with his brother.
Yes.
Was he there? Is he well, here's how to book something perfectly. You debut a new star...
Yes, continue.
As of course.
I swore, I apologize.
No, Jesus Christ. Mention that. We should mention the JC here. I'm sorry. They debuted his brother. They said he was on Raw. They said he didn't get along with his, with Carlito. And then 2 weeks later, they're teaming up on SmackDown. And
yeah, I didn't
friends.
Understand that.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Hey, blood is thicker than water.
But hey, Primo might, drag him into some sort of success, which I don't think he has seen in how long, would you say? When's the last time Carlito was important, if he ever was?
Probably the last time he held the title.
Yeah.
But it is kind of interesting that we now have a new tag team title feud, potentially, for the first time in a couple of months now. basically true. Since Hawkins and Ryder won the belts, it's
actually
their first real
when they came out for that match and they had the belts, I was like, oh crap, I forgot they're the champs. I was wondering who it was.
Well, that's just what happens. They haven't done anything with them other than just get destroyed by the Undertaker since he's returned.
True.
So, but on ECW tonight, you're going to have what's being billed as Strength versus the Shillelagh as Finlay takes on
Shillelagh.
Yes. Isn't that what's on 90210 right now that I'm missing? Thank you very much.
Shillelagh. Shanene to the roster.
Taking on
like five people will get that.
Mark Henry. Yeah, big feud going on. I don't know. What do you think, Dunn?
Well, is there any sort of like title implications in this match? Is this just two guys, you know, having a main event caliber match, or is this supposed to be
Mark
winner,
Henry
you know,
wants
a
to
shot?
Eat his baby? He wants his baby back, baby back, baby back.
Ribs. Well, they kind of have run out of things to do with Hornswoggle, so maybe this will be his end.
Maybe
if they legitimately end his time in WWE by having it be like a boss man eating pepper.
Oh,
but have Mark Henry eat Hornswoggle? That will be amazing.
How do you think Henry would prepare Hornswoggle, though?
See, I mean, fricassee.
Really?
Fricassee. Yeah.
I would say like a big fondue.
But it would be even better if as
fondue
a result
is good.
Yeah. As a result of eating Hornswoggle, Henry's son, the Hand, comes back to feud with Henry for eating another human being,
or like a little Hornswoggle hand that comes out.
It'll be even better.
Yeah, good times. Wow.
Thing is making a debut.
Someone copyright this stuff, so obviously we don't have to see this on television next week.
Yes.
We'll work on it. But we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Keith about the big indie show taking place this weekend, Chikara making its debut in Chicagoland. We'll be right back after this.
Ain't no stopping me, nah. You can't rock me. I'm unstoppable. Woo. I came from the bottom, so let me show you what I can do. The king boy, I'm big boy, I'm phenomenal. I push one, you all gon' fall like some dominoes. I came for it all. Don't just give me a ring. If you don't give me everything, then don't give me the thing. I'm demanding my respect. You know I'm sick with it, all alone on my throne. You gotta live with it. I ain't just doing it now. Man, I been did it. I am cool as a breeze. I'm like the wind with it. This is a man's game, little boy. Run along now. Think you got it for me? Come on now. You can't rock with me. Watch how I give it to you. You can't rock with me. So let us sing it to you. Ain't no stopping me. Nah. You can't rock with me. And I'ma bring it to you. You can't rock with me. Watch how I give it to you. You can't rock with me. So let us sing it to you. Ain't no stopping me. Top, try to reach me there. Wanna start something, name a place, meet me there. I'm like a dog off his leash on the streets, beware. They should place me amongst the best and keep me there. And then the dog on the rise, and y'all wonder why. They put my name on the top and yours undermined. Cause I ain't gonna stop, my confidence keep growing. And the minute that I see y'all stopping, I keep growing. Y'all just pump my adrenaline, give me more energy. And I am really definitely better than I ever been. You're not hot to me, there's no stopping me. You can't rock with me. You can't rock with me, and I'ma bring it to you. You can't rock with me. Watch how I give it to you. You can't rock with me. So let us sing it to you. Ain't no stopping me. Nah, you can't rock with me, and I'ma bring it to you. You can't rock with me. Watch how I give it to you. It's the final countdown.
Hello, this is Brian Danielson, the ROH World Champion and the best wrestler in the world. You're listening to Rumble Radio.
Welcome to the real home of real wrestling for real fans, a place where respect is earned. This company is undeniably the best in the world. We're the top guys, man up. It's time for Ring of Honor.
Oh, God, Peter. Yes, those are the names of the pay-per-views. If
you hadn't pieced that together yet.
Painfully obvious. He's also a false advertiser, as when we went into that short break, he said we were going to talk Chikara, and then we realized that it's more important than 10 minutes worth of talking can achieve. So
he is a liar.
Ring of Honor.
We'll talk about some people who've appeared on Chikara's shows and will appear on future shows. So there you go. There's
good
the time.
That's good how you save. Get it all good done. Save.
Yes, and speaking of Ring of Honor, they are back from Japan after a pair of shows in Tokyo working with Pro Wrestling Noah, Dragon Gate, and the DDT promotions. And some big news coming out of there is Bryan Danielson is now the new Noah, Pro Wrestling Noah, Global Honor Crown Junior Heavyweight Champion.
Try and say that.
The longest title
fast.
Names ever.
Yes, it is. And it'll be interesting to see just how long he keeps this belt for. The Briscoes, you know, not too long ago had taken their tag titles, their junior tag titles, and they held them for about a week and a half or so. So it'll be interesting to see if he has a run with these, or if he essentially just drops them at the Glory by Honor show or at their pay-per-view coming up very quickly. It's very fastly approaching there. But so,
is it fastly approaching or quickly approaching?
Both at the same time, yes.
Okay, Matt Stryker, your teacher.
I have no teacher.
You look like him, though, with your fancy suit.
Yeah, you do dress well for a talk show. Actually, you too. What is this? Why do we dress like slouches?
Well, obviously, we
came from our real jobs.
Yes.
Not like you college bums.
You're supposed to like, you know, rip open the shirt and just have the
just
junk
show
wear
chest
underneath?
Hair? No, thank you.
I got in trouble last time I started taking clothes off in here.
We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time on Rumble Radio.
That's true.
Oh, no.
I suppose since Pete's relieving himself in the bathroom, I should probably...
Hey, watch that dump button. Whoa. Watch that dump button.
Number,
see what happens when you talk about the Global Honor Crown.
Number one. Does that one even have a number? There's one, there's two, and there's that thing I wasn't talking about a minute ago that you were
implying. You know,
but
you
we're done with
step
that
away
now.
From your mic.
Okay.
Just for a moment.
Let's talk Ring of Honor right
yes.
here.
Yes, and not only did Danielson...
Speaking of that.
Not only did he win the Noah title, he also defeated the ROH World Champion Nigel McGuinness in a non-title matchup, so this might further set up the possibility of him challenging McGuinness when they come back to Chicago on the 22nd of November.
And, of course, the Japanese media big time into this match. They report that Bryan Danielson used the quote-unquote small package hold to get the victory here. So, obviously, his small package, which is quite awesome, is even smaller in Japan.
Yes, that is why they call him Mr. Small Package.
Yes.
Very small.
Pete really needs to come back and play daddy. I can't do it well.
Yeah, it would be helpful there.
Well, Phil, you were telling me that I do believe that the six man from I believe the first night
yes.
in Japan was a tremendous success and is one of those matches. If you've enjoyed the Dragon Gate stylings on prior Ring of Honor shows, there's a very good chance you're going to enjoy this one as well. Plus, it had El Generico and really...
Shingo and the Dragon Kid teaming up in that to face Yoshino, BB Hulk, Fantastic Man, and Doi. So
BB Hulk is pretty.
He is the most prettiest man, I think, in pro wrestling today.
I could get lost in
his eyes for like a few... Have we just taken over the show, by the
we
way?
We have.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was the thing. Time. There was a grand period of time I thought they could have done an excellent extended feud in Ring of Honor between BB Hulk and Tyler Black over who is the prettiest man in wrestling.
Because
Tyler's pretty. Tyler's got
a
little more rugged.
He's got more of a rugged. Like if a mountain.
But really,
if I was into mountain men, maybe. But I mean, if I'm into just a pretty Japanese
he's
boy,
he's still pretty.
I mean, that's the way to go.
Tyler is well shaven, much like BB Hulk. So he's still pretty. Pete, do you agree?
Yes, Pete. What are your feelings about shaving?
BB Hulk
Japanese
or Tyler
man?
Black? Who's prettier?
Yeah,
Tyler Black.
Wow. He likes the Armenians.
I just walked into a conversation.
Peter,
I have no idea.
Peter, don't leave ever again.
Yeah.
Things just go downhill.
Wow.
It was frightening.
Were we making you uncomfortable, Pooch?
Yes.
No, I love talking about men that shave their chest.
Well, obviously, we're actually that's what we're going to do in the second hour of the show. Actually, is Phil's going to shave my chest?
Yes.
No.
So,
yes.
Oh, just to make sure.
We'll film it
for
the
Shikara.
YouTube. Come on, Peter. We haven't done a new YouTube video in like 2 months. We need something.
We should go back to point YouTube. Here, people.
Yes.
Yeah. And the fact I'm saying this is scary.
It is.
Ring of Honor
frightens us all.
Like
it'll be
what? What is upcoming? Is it Glory by Honor or is it a pay per view? Then Glory by Honor. I'm confused.
The second one. It's a pay per view.
Followed by
okay.
Yeah, the pay per view.
Followed by Glory by Honor.
Pay per view is on the 19th.
This Friday night.
Yeah, it's this Friday night
Boston,
and then
for all the people in Boston listening.
Glory by Honor 7 in Philadelphia at the old ECW Arena.
And it's
this
Glory
Saturday
by Honor
night.
With Kensuke Sasaki and Katsuhiko Nakajima. Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and now this is kind of unusual here, reading the diary from Japan that Ring of Honor put up on their website.
The very even match?
on the world title match on the second night in Japan between Nigel McGuinness and Jimmy Jacobs as being a classic heel face match, but what they don't tell you is which guy was playing which role.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it gets a little confusing because both guys, you know, in the States are heels pretty much everywhere unless they're facing Adam Pearce.
That means buy the DVD.
Ooh.
Wow. It doesn't actually say that in the write-up, though.
Don't give it all away for free.
TNA.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I don't really know how many people are going to buy something, though, just to see Mick Foley talk.
Bang, bang.
It's worked G-pop in the past.
Here in Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
Well, no, if it's a pay-per-view, it'd be there in either, Oshawa, Ontario, or Chicago, Illinois.
They'll be going back to Orlando to do pay-per-views very, very soon. So, but yes, back to Ring of Honor.
Yes, Phil.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm behind in my Ring of Honor watching. I only just saw Take No Prisoner with the phenomenal
match.
Nigel McGuinness Tyler Black match, if no one's seen that. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
I don't know. I know
the Briscoes are shooting things on the video. That's what you need to watch.
Really, that's what it all comes down to right now, or when you think about it.
I haven't actually seen their video wire.
Oh, you haven't seen the video wire yet?
They're in the woods shooting watermelons.
And Mark is depressed when it looks like he's urinating in the background. It's really, if you have not caught this out yet, no, it's weird. Because, there's a part where Mark's hanging out in the back, and Jay's like, you know, Mark just hasn't been the same since he came back. And all it looks like is Mark is basically urinating in the woods like a bear or something like that. But no, he's depressed.
Wow.
Oh, poor sad Briscoe. The whole gimmick is the fact the Briscoes are too fancy of a team. They're just going to punch and kick and shoot people with guns. And I have no problem with that, PJ Drummond.
I don't know. That gun thing, everybody always...
It was a little creepy.
Everybody always claimed that was going to be the final stepping stone for ECW. As Axel Rotten once so eloquently put it, don't worry, Tommy, it'll only be a glancing blow.
Well, going back to Ring of Honor, though, they're going to be in Boston on the 19th, headlined by a really big match for the ROH World title, Nigel McGuinness defending against Roderick Strong.
I will predict there'll be 3 chops in the match total for the first minute.
Also on the card, you're going to have ROH Tag Team Champions. Yes.
Well, better bet for that title match, what will happen more often in the match, the chops or lariats?
Mm. We'll have to get count meters going of how many each person does and everything. Also on that match, huge tag team match, Jimmy Jacobs and Tyler Black are going to defend the ROH World Tag Team Champions against Kevin Steen and El Generico.
Wait, they're defending the tag team champions?
Awesome. I can't wait to order this pay-per-view.
Thank you, Pete.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
That should be a fun match.
Wait, who are they defending against? Because I completely missed that as I was about to mock
Kevin Steen and El Generico.
All right. Okay.
So for more information, go to ROHWrestling.com.
Can I bring up a gripe here?
Sure.
No. Can I bring up I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the host of this show. You respect hosts of shows. That's what gets you on other shows.
Wow.
They have a hot feud right now in ROH that I'm really, really, really digging. Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli. They're having their first, singles encounter. They're adding Go Shiozaki to it for some reason or another. It's just like, okay, two guys I really, really want to see against the Japanese guy that I don't really care that much about, and not because I'm Vince Russo.
It's a 3-way elimination match. So there is a possibility, though, that you could get the two one-on-one then.
Probably saving it.
Yeah. Maybe for final battle. Yeah.
Possibly.
Why don't you exercise a little patience, Dr. Keith?
Yeah, geez.
Why you got to be of that generation that needs to have everything now?
Because I am.
And also,
you're like a tail end Gen Xer. you're not one of those kids now who watch the YouTube.
What's that?
It's the YouTube now.
He just said it was the YouTube earlier.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to poke him in the eye. Jeez.
Check your show log.
But also returning to Ring of Honor, Jerry Lynn, this week in Boston. That is huge for them right now. For more info, ROHWrestling.com. I think it's time we take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to have on the line with us, and we're also going to be giving away some tickets to this week's Elite Pro Wrestling Show. You're going to have to answer some trivia questions happening. Brandon Tomaselli on next here on Rumble Radio.
Now listen, this ain't no make-believe. This is the Tuesday Night Delight, Sean Morrison, and you're listening to the sexiest show on radio, Rumble Radio.
Welcome back to Rumble Radio. This Friday night, September 19th, Elite Pro Wrestling will make their debut in the city of Chicago in a show highlighted by a flag match between the team of Team Taliban, Mustafa Ali and Jake O'Neil, as they battle against two men who will break your back in a match with them, Jason Hades, and a man on the line right now with us, the Elite Pro World Television Champion, Brandon Tomaselli.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
Hey, Brandon, how you doing right now?
Good, man. How are you?
We are doing well. Now, tell people who, you know, may not be familiar.
Listen to that unbridled enthusiasm coming out of that man's voice.
I know.
Oh, God.
Yes. Brandon, tell us a little bit about this feud for people who don't know. Tell us about the bad blood between yourself and Jason Hades and Team Taliban.
Well, this has been going on for about a year now. And for a while, Team Taliban would come out, and it was Jake O'Neil and Ari Daivari. And then he came out and they'd attack Hades. Then all of a sudden, there's an announcement of a new Team Taliban member. And Hades comes out, and he goes, I want the new guy. He gets attacked from behind. Jake O'Neil and Mustafa Ali start attacking Hades. Next thing you know, I'm in the back. I didn't have a match that night. Come out and make the save. We have a tag match. And it's been going on since then. And, yeah, that's how it goes.
Now, one of the stipulations in this match is that if Team Taliban is able to win, you and Jason will be forced to watch them burn the American flag. Is there any chance that you would allow something like that to happen?
No, not at all. In fact, we actually have the Patriot in our corner to make sure that something like that doesn't happen. So I guess I heard he's a fan of ETV. They can see on our website every weekend on Channel 19 Comcast in Chicago. And he said he wants to help us out.
Well, it's good to have the Patriot in your corner. I mean, for a man that bleeds, he bleeds red, white, and blue for you. But for more information, go to EliteProWrestling.com and also Chicago, or the official forums of Rumble Radio, ChicagoProWrestling.com. You have some great YouTube videos up chronicling the entire feud. But I got to ask you, there's a mysterious manager in the corner of Team Taliban. Does that, like, make you nervous at all, who this mysterious person could be?
You know, it really doesn't. I don't know who it is. It could be anyone. So I just got to go out there and do what I always do, and Hades do what he always does, and go out there and just beat some people up and take that flag down and raise it high for USA.
And I think that's going to happen. I'm very confident that you guys will be victorious this Friday night. This is a stacked card taking place. You're going to have an Elite Pro Heavyweight Championship match as Corporal Robinson will take on your brother, Vito Tomaselli. What's your predictions for this match? How do you see this going down?
Oh, man. You know, that's really hard to tell. I've been in the ring with both of them, and they both hit extremely hard. Corporal Robinson wouldn't be a King of the Deathmatch champion if he didn't. So as far as Vito goes, he's on a roll right now being a singles competitor. Ever since him and Sal had their little falling out, I don't know. I'd say it's up in the air. I want to say Corp has the advantage because at the end of the day, Vito has to beat Corp. Corp doesn't have to beat him.
I think one of the big misconceptions about Corporal Robinson is that he's just a deathmatch wrestler, but that's not true at all. This guy can go in and out wrestle you. I mean, there's a reason why he's the Elite Pro Heavyweight Champion.
Oh yeah, I know that for sure. I mean, he beat Dysfunction, and Dysfunction held that belt for a while. He beat Dysfunction, beat Chase Richards. I mean, you know, the guy can wrestle. He can get on the mat. He can ground and pound with you. I've wrestled him in the Strong Style tournament for IWA Mid-South. You know, he can go, but at the same time, Vito can go out there and throw punches and potatoes also. So, you know, it just really, it's going to come down to who really wants it more at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's going to be a fantastic match. Also on the card, you're going to have Team War taking on the team of Jay and Mark, the Jensen brothers. A lot of history going on there. You're also going to have Sal Tomaselli taking on this big warrior right now, Sammy Callahan. A lot of history there, too. I mean, this is just a stack card. For more information, go to EliteProWrestling.com. Now, I just want to talk to you a little bit about the current indie scene right now in Chicago. I mean, there's a ton of feds going on there. There's a ton of shows. I mean, what is it like for you guys to put on a show every month with Elite Pro Wrestling?
It's good. I mean, we don't put on a show every month. We do take off December, and that's just because it's too hard to run a show that month. I mean, you got Christmas, New Year's. There's 2 weeks right there that you don't know if people are going to show up or not or be out of town.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, just putting on a show and going out there and wrestling for the people and stuff like that, it's good. I mean, you know, the company started off as two guys that want to get back into wrestling, and they needed some help. Vito, Sal, and myself went there. We said, guys, we're you know, your friends. Let's do this. Let's start a company. And that was just about 2 years ago now. So...
It's crazy to think 2 years now Elite Pro has been going on, and I mean they're on the verge of becoming the premier indie fed in the Chicagoland area. I mean, it's just every person you talk to that goes to an Elite Pro show are just blown away by the wrestling you get there. I mean, you really get your bang for your buck with Elite Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, we try to give you a little bit of everything. I mean, we got some high flyers, we got some guys like me, Vito and Sal, and go out there and just, you know, do some strong style. And, you know, every so often when Corp decides to, he can get the chairs out and the kendo sticks out, and he'll bust you over the head with that stuff, too, you know. So we try to give you a little bit of everything. It's very much a family show, though, too, at the same time, so we try to stay away from the hardcore for the most part. But you never know what can happen, especially when a guy, like I said, with Corp Robinson's out there.
Now, Elite Pro has recently added television to the repertoire, this Good vs. Evil show this Friday. You know, being a television taping, what has that meant for everybody on the roster? You know, what has that meant for Elite Pro so far to have that TV show on local television now?
It's big. I mean, it's really big. I mean, you know, some people might want to go out there and say, oh, well, it's just local TV. It's not a national thing. You're not on Spike TV or USA Network and that. But for the guys that are part of the company, it's huge. It's really big. Now, it's a whole new way of being a part of a show. You got to really, you know, pay attention to where you're at and what you're doing. And it's different. It's going to be very different for a lot of the boys that maybe haven't done that in the past.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely, too, since it is for TV, it's a whole different animal producing a show. Because if you're just doing a regular indie show with no cameras, you know, if you make a mistake, you can always do another take with it. Whereas with TV, you're recording it live. You really have to be on the top of your game for this.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be good, and I'm really excited for this Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. For more information, go to EliteProWrestling.com. Now, we actually have a couple pair of tickets to give away for this show.
Yes.
But there's a catch. In order for you to win the tickets, you have to answer a trivia question. So, Brendan...
Brandon.
Who's this Brendan stuff?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Brandon,
I'm done talking.
This is PJ. PJ Drummond here. How are you, sir?
My man, what's going on, PJ?
Not too bad.
How you been, dude?
I've been doing all right. I've been yelling at this kid all day about calling you Brendan.
I'm sorry.
Jackie slapping for me, PJ. Jackie slapping.
Ah!
There we go.
Beautiful.
Here's the deal.
Yes, exactly.
So there's a trivia question. Do you guys want me to do the trivia question, or do you guys have a trivia question out there that you
want
to...
No, we want you to give us one.
All right. Trivia question for you. You have to be a real hardcore Elite Pro fan for this one. What was the main event of the very first Elite Pro show?
Okay, now if you know that, you have to talk to us on the AOL Instant Messenger WXAV Studio. You have to talk to us online, WXAV Studio. We're going to wait... Do your research, people. Find out what it is, the main event for the first ever Elite Pro Wrestling show 2 years ago.
There we go.
So we're waiting for that. Does anyone know?
Sadly, I don't. I wish I did.
Shame on you. How dare you?
I'm an awful person, and I hope you don't think less of me.
I don't know if you really get any less than what I do. I mean, you know.
You helped train me. And I know. You're making fun of me.
I know. Well, you left me, buddy.
I left you. How dare you? How dare you?
No, make fun of him. He deserves it.
I do deserve it, actually. So I make fun of all these guys all the time. So.
Oh, so you try to one up everyone, be the topper.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
I'm the largest fish in this very, very tiny barrel. It's awful.
Yeah, that sucks.
For more info, EliteProWrestling.com. Now, when does your TV show air on TV?
Friday nights on Chicago Comcast Channel 19, And you can also, anyone with any questions out there, or you want to just tell me I'm a cool guy, you can hit me up on MySpace at myspace.com/BrandonT484. And I also have T-shirts now that will be available at this Friday's show. So hit me up if you want a shirt. Also, I make wrestling gear, so any wrestlers out there listening to this, if you need wrestling gear, hit me up on MySpace, myspace.com/BrandonT484.
Brandon Tomaselli does make some fantastic wrestling gear. I've seen much of the work that he has done. Please utilize this man because he's got a talent and some very
good fingers. I can't really take too much credit for the gear. It's actually Grandma Tomaselli that makes the gear for us.
Oh.
So, yeah, actually she...
You call Sal Grandma Tomaselli?
No, shut up. I mean, my real grandma makes our gear for us.
That's awesome.
And I talked to her today, and she said she's making special gear for me and Jason Hades for this Friday. So
yeah.
I can only imagine what it's going to look like and what it will be.
Now, there was a question also regarding this match. What are you prepared to deal with the fact that simply because the Patriot is there, that the Dark Patriot could show up at any time?
I have no idea what you're talking about, the Dark Patriot. I know that the Patriot got a hold of the offices that he wanted to be there. So at the end of the day, like I said earlier, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to beat these two dudes up and do what I do best. And PJ, obviously, like you said, I trained you or helped train you.
Yes.
Along with Eric Priest, who, you know, we all know where he's at now and stuff too. But, you know, I like to hit. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to hit these guys as I possibly can. And, you know, maybe I won't break any jaws this time out there. I don't want to do that, but maybe for these two I'll make an exception.
I have even heard, Brandon Tomaselli, that that you lock up too hard.
I lock up too hard.
I have heard this.
Wow.
Wow.
But you know what?
Inside information there.
A little bit.
We got a couple possible answers here. Stephen Dunn?
Yeah, we have a couple listeners trying to win the tickets. One, the first response we had was the match Strychnine versus Maverick.
No.
But okay. We got someone else here.
Yes, and the next answer we got, was it the straight-up villains Maverick and Jay Jensen with, got to look at that, Rev Biggs versus Silas Young and Strychnine?
No.
Oh, we're 0-2 here right
yes,
now.
Yes, our listeners.
People aren't using their Google properly.
No, they're not. Can you possibly give our listeners a hint?
Let's see.
Without giving it away here.
Like, were any of those names thrown out there a part of it?
None of those names were a part of it. It was a very state-of-the-art match.
Boo, bad Googlers, really bad.
State-of-the-art match. Do tell. What made it so state-of-the-art?
Well, state-of-the-art, never mind. Just realize state-of-the-art is the clue, all right?
Okay, that's the clue there. So we're going to wait here. You can get a hold of us on the AOL Instant Messenger WXAV Studio, all one word, WXAV Studio.
I think we should give those first two people that tried a prize just because they didn't cheat, clearly, because they got it wrong.
You know what? No, you know what? One of the fans just sent us a name and says, that's okay. I don't try and use the internet while I'm answering a trivia question.
Bravo.
He tries to do it the honest way.
Yes.
You know what? Crippler at home, you're going to Leap Pro this Friday
on us
because you're honest. And honesty is the best tool you can have.
Really? He writes that on the internet and you say that he's honest. Wow.
Yeah.
You are the most trusting man I've ever met.
I am. And the thing is, that's completely true.
Everything on the internet is true.
It
is.
Are you trying to say Wikipedia is false? Is that what you're trying to say, Mr. Drummond?
I'm not saying that at all. I know for a fact, because I read it on the internet, that Brandon Tomaselli is 7'4", 320 pounds.
That's right.
I've seen it.
I'm huge. I'm kind of a big deal.
You are. You're not just kind of a big deal. You are a big deal.
Exactly. My man.
So, once again, this Friday night, Elite Pro Wrestling, the big flag match is going to be taking place as Elite Pro Wrestling debuts in the Chicagoland area. For more information, go to eliteprowrestling.com. Brandon, any closing words for our listeners here?
Any closing words? Yeah, come to the show, and really, I want to see as many people out there as possible, and not just to support me, but to support the company. It's our first time out in Chicago, and we're really we're trying to venture out and do the best as we possibly can do. Who are the two guys that you guys give both of them tickets already?
No, we're still talking to them on air.
Okay.
On AIM right now, so we'll get you all that information
for
you.
How about this? Let me pose another question for you. This might be a little bit easier.
Okay.
Totally Tool Wrestling 2. What were the characters Vito and myself played?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
PJ.
Okay, yeah, I remember now.
Okay,
you have to remember that one.
I do remember that one.
Okay, we're getting some responses right now. We're gonna see if we have it. No one can find this. These are really good questions right now. You stumped the people here, Brandon.
Oh wow, I'm proud.
I'm proud of you too.
And I'm proud of you, Pete, because you got his name right.
I know. I feel horrible.
Good Lord. Bush League, this show. Bush League.
I'm not allowed to talk anymore. So
Mushmouth Peter Creighton. We all have nicknames on this show. It's about time
one. I've taken the throne from Mr. Kevin Kellum. I am just now Kevin now.
Wow.
Yeah. But Brandon, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Hang on the line, and we'll get you all the information. Once again, EliteProWrestling.com and also ChicagoProWrestling.com. Brandon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, Brandon. I miss
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Very nice. Brandon Tomaselli.
Yes.
I think we can say that there will be some USA chants going on.
I was going to actually do it during the interview, but
were you?
I'm a professional. So.
Yeah. And speaking of being a professional, I believe we have you two in here for a reason.
Do you? I thought this was community service. So.
It was, partially.
No one's going to find out about that person I ran over now. Uh-oh.
Of course they won't find out about him. But there is a show. There's a particular company that's always been out there on the East Coast. They like to mix in some comedy, some great wrestling. It's known as Chikara. And they're finally making their debut in the Chicago area.
Finally.
Dreamwood, yes. Illinois, this Saturday. Why don't we go ahead and have you guys talk about Chikara?
Sure thing. I would be honored to, because it's a company that I am a big fan of, and I'm very happy to bring them to Chicago. Or, I'm sorry, the greater Streamwood area. Scenic Streamwood, as some people call it, this Saturday night. Chikara, for those of you that are not familiar with Chikara, what Chikara is, it's a blending of a bunch of different wrestling styles, a bunch of awesome characters. It's family friendly. It's just a great wrestling show and a great time. And the guy that runs it, of course, is Mike Quackenbush, who you might have seen at Wrestle at various IWA Mid-South events and all over the indies. You might have read his seen his name in PWI or any of the old school After magazines for the columns that he's done.
Even read two of his books.
Yes, two of his books. Very good books, ChikaraPro.com for those. But Chikara basically is the brainchild of Mike Quackenbush, and because of that, Quack and I became friends a few years ago at TPI, and one of the things I always wanted to do in the wrestling business was to bring a show, like do a show in Chicago. Like, I wanted to bring out Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. I wanted to bring out Ring of Honor, actually. The first year of Ring of Honor, I drove out to Philly twice for shows and was talking with them about possibly having them come to Chicago, because I know that Chicago is a fantastic wrestling town. I know, like, I've been to every single wrestling town known to man. Yes, I've rocked them all. But I've been everywhere, and Chicago just is a very special wrestling town, and that's one of the reasons why I've been bugging them for years to come to Chicago, and it's finally happening on September 20th.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge. For years now, I've just been hearing about Chikara and how this is just an incredible promotion. You get everything there. You have comedy. You have some of the best wrestling in the world. This
Lucha
is huge.
Action. I mean, this is going to be, I mean, some of the guys that are coming in from Mexico for the show, I mean, Oriental and also Incognito are big stars down there.
Original Mystico, Incognito.
A delicious chocolate as well. He has, without a doubt, the second greatest merchandise table in the business today.
Absolutely.
What does he sell?
Everything under the sun. He honestly sells two different types of chocolate. And hopefully he'll be bringing both of those types. I wish we were making this up. I mean, this is awesome, chocolate. I was about to swear there again. So,
do you want? Or is it like white chocolate and dark chocolate, or is it?
It's regular dark, delicious, sweet chocolate. It's very nice. The milk chocolate is very good.
It's got his picture on it.
Yeah,
you
could tell he backs it up. He backs the product up. He might even sell it to you. He might sit there and go, you know what you need? Here's your Incognito sweatshirt. Here, have a chocolate as well. Wow. So you could, I mean, that's how great of a guy he is.
That does sound fantastic and everything. But now, how long has Chikara been going around now?
Chikara's been around since 2002. I believe that's the year Mike founded it with Reckless Youth, Tom Carter, and Don Montoya. The first event, it's mainly been a promotion that's been based out of Pennsylvania. They've done a lot of shows in Pennsylvania. I mean, they've been around.
In the glorious Lehigh Valley.
Oh, yeah.
The glorious Lehigh Valley. The school actually started in a fantastic pro wrestling store by the name of Bud Carson's Pro Wrestling World, I do believe.
Yeah.
Bud's a delightful man. He has one arm and he loves Jesus. He also loves Bruno Sammartino. They're kind of at the same level, really. But yeah, the school started there, and the school, the promotion, I think, really started as an extension of the school. It was an opportunity for the students to be able to learn and to sort of bring this, an amazingly family-friendly wrestling promotion with fantastic characters, but also extremely deep, detailed, and very compelling storylines for somebody who's looking for that, an additional experience of something like a little more heady. But nothing's over the top of your head. You're not struggling to figure everything out. Everything does fit into its own place.
I like to think of it like this, like that the real diehard wrestling fans that follow wrestling really well can tell there's lots of nuances and a lot of planning that goes into it. But the kids also can enjoy the mask and some of the flippy do type moves that are being done there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like the kids can get into this. And I have yet to ever hear a bad thing about Chikara. I mean, everyone that you talk to that's a pro wrestling fan, you mentioned Chikara, they get that smile on their face and say, what a great promotion this is. I mean, every other promotion, you can always hear negative stuff. You have yet to hear a negative about Chikara. And this is huge for them coming to Chicago for the first time, because since it's going to be the first show, they are going to pull out all stops.
Oh, yes.
And they have 9 matches. Dr. Keith, what are some of the matches we have coming up for this weekend?
Well, the one match I really want to put over, so to speak, is for the Young Lions Cup. Vin Gerard, who's been a quintessential figure this year in Chikara. I mean, basically the main storyline of this year has been built around him. He's going to be facing Fire Ant in a rematch of possibly the best Chikara match of 2008 so far, the Young Lions Cup. So the finals was excellent, and this match could really deliver big time. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. More importantly, for people that maybe not know Chikara, but definitely follow ECW, Colin Delaney, everyone's favorite underdog, he is back, and he's back in his home base of Chikara, and he's actually going to be facing his former tag team partner, Jimmy Olsen.
What?
And, yeah, I know you're surprised. Sit down, Phil. Sit down. It's okay.
It's okay, Phil. It's okay.
My world is shattered.
Happy place. Yeah, basically, at the last show that they had in Philly, the former tag team broke up, and it still hurts me to say it, but they're basically going to be having their first one-on-one match in Chicago. And the fact that they've been a team for so long, they're definitely going to be pulling out the stops, and it should be a pretty cool thing to see. Also, the Soul Touchers from Elite Pro, they're going to be there, and being there in Philadelphia for the King of Trios this year, it was amazing to see, because
oh my god,
I've never seen a team come into something where no one expected anything at all. Like, people were just like, oh, these guys are just here, they're going to be like the jobbing team of this weekend's tournament. I've never seen a team just win the heart of a crowd so quickly.
Really?
Like, the day after that they had their match, I was walking around and everyone's like, yeah, I heard about the Soul Touches tonight, I can't wait to see them last night, I can't wait to see them tonight. And I'm like, well, they're not here. Sorry, but
it truly was one of those moments where after being out here and those guys, you know of Marche, you know of Jazz,
Willie,
you know
DeBomb.
Of Willie DeBomb,
you definitely know Willie DeBomb.
you forget what you have, and then when you see it in this new context for people that have never seen them before, it was
a whole new experience.
It was, you know how you sometimes go to wrestling shows and you're watching something and it just feels right and everything is working perfectly? That was one of those type moments.
It really is a magical moment. I mean, I've had a few experiences in wrestling when you're at a live show and it's like the stars are aligned and it's magic.
Yeah.
And it turns into a really special moment there. Now, this is one of the things is I've always heard the crowd for Chikara is really, there's no other crowd like in the world. What are they like? What are the fans of Chikara like?
It's cool because it's all varieties of wrestling fan. You'll have people that maybe haven't seen a lot of live wrestling shows, the people that are really, really into it, and just people that are curious to see it because they've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Through, you know, big DVD releases, through Big Vision Entertainment, through all sorts of, you know, publicity about the show that's coming up. I mean, this is basically what I've tried to do for this, is make this more than just a regular wrestling show. I mean, there's wrestling shows every single weekend, lots of great wrestling shows every single weekend that you can find in Chicago, because Chicago's such a fantastic place for pro wrestling. But what I want this to be is something special, because You know, who knows? This could be the only time they ever come to Chicago. They've never come out this far west.
Yeah.
So let's treat Chikara with the respect it deserves, and let's definitely go to this card. Because, I mean, 9 matches, $20 for adults to get in, $5 for the niños, the kids 12 and under, or if PJ Drummond says you're cool, I'll let you in for $5. I'm kidding. That guarantee is not good anyway.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I have no power, no control over anything.
Nothing at all. But, I mean, we're talking the main event is going to be a fantastic trios match, and the Super Smash Brothers, the game-playing antics of those two wacky rapscallions, better known as Player Uno and Player Dos, to face, of course, Lightning Mike Quackenbush, Hollowicked, and Incognito. That should be it should be extremely good. Like, all of the matches on this card are very, very good looking. I mean, this is a handsome card. This is a card I think you would like to lie next to at night and just caress its hair. Mm-hmm. That's how great this card is.
It does look like a very impressive card here. I mean, just looking at it, there doesn't seem to be, like, a weak match here whatsoever. But we're going to take a very, very short break. When we come back, we're going to come back with Dr. Keith, PJ, myself, Pete, Stephen Dunn, and Pooch. We're going to talk some more Chikara. We'll get into a little bit more of the Chicago indie news and much, much more. Don't touch that dial. Rumble Radio will be right back after these short, short messages.
Cameraman! Soon!
This is Joey Eastman, the greatest manager you people have ever seen. And you're listening to the number one radio show in Chicago. No, it's not Mancow's Morning Madhouse. No, it's not Howard Stern. It's Rumble Radio. So listen to it every Tuesday night, 7 to 9. Cameraman, Zoom.
We're back here, Rumble Radio Live on the XWXAV 88.3 FM, your escape from ordinary radio. This is Rumble Radio, the premier pro wrestling talk show. I'm Pete. I'm joined in studio by Poochie and Stephen Dunn. And we also have special guests in the studio as well, PJ Drummond and Dr. Keith. We're currently running down the upcoming Chikara show that's going to take place on 9/20 this weekend in
lovely Streamwood.
Illinois.
Yes.
The suburbs, if you will.
Yes. Fine suburb at that. A fantastic place. The old NWA Midwest used to run there. They haven't run there in a while, and I thought I was going to single-handedly bring back Streamwood Wrestling. So I'm going to bring back the Streamwood Wrestling scene, you know.
Thank goodness.
You know, someone has to. It might as well be me.
You're taking it.
Yes. I'm taking it to the next level. Like, here was where we are before. This is where we're going.
Absolutely. Well, we got some other big matches that we're going to be running down here.
We have Renovos Atomicos on this match. We have the Colony teamed up with Threat Level Midnight, the tag team of Trick Davis and the perfect gentleman, Billy Rock.
He's such a perfect gentleman.
He is such a perfect gentleman.
There's this one time where I sneezed and I got it on my hand, mm-hmm. and then I wiped it on his back and he didn't mind at all.
What
and
a delightful awesome. Gentleman.
Yes, exactly. Wow. I should have put in his hair to slick it back a little bit more.
Yes. But they will be taking on the team of the Neo Solar Temple, Evious. Ultraman is Black and his crony Crossbones, along with the Osirian Portal. And for those that might have just heard about the Osirian Portal, might not have seen them yet, be impressed by these guys, because I don't even believe they finished their first year as active wrestlers.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they their first year will be finished in like October, I believe.
October, yeah. So. They haven't even finished their first year, and they've really taken over Chikara in terms of the matches that
and
they're putting
on.
The dancing, yes. The Amasis the Funky Pharaoh has some of the greatest dancing in the world. And Ophidian is just creepy as all get out.
I mean, you have a Funky Pharaoh and a Cobra. What's not to like? I mean, that's basically what the Egypt country was based on when you think about it.
Yes.
But I mean, that those four heels right there, especially Ultra Mantis Black, who keeps on calling me wondering if the son of Sven Gulli is going to be at the show, because apparently Ultra Mantis Black, when he was growing up, when he was a young Ultra Mantis baby, watched lots of son of Sven Gulli. So
one of the great Chicago shows.
Oh, a Chicago icon. I grew up in Berwyn, so believe me, I know. But that should be a fantastic, fantastic match. Also,
that along with the main event, just a really good demonstration of the Lucha Libre stylings that Chikara has really
made a great part of its product that really very few other promotions in the U.S. are utilizing. So it's definitely a good showcase for them. The character that I think is most interesting, and some people may not even know who it is based on just hearing the name, is Stigma.
Stigma.
Who is taking on Drake Younger.
Yes, we were just going to move into his match. Were you mentioning the first time ever that these two men will be going one-on-one?
Yes, yes. Stigma... Stigma's not a happy boy right
no,
now.
No, no. Stigma, for those of you that sort of follow Chikara, is the former Shane Storm, the traffic regulator who...
he's had a bit of a transformation.
He's transformed, literally and figuratively, over the last few months. Basically, he was a nice, friendly, happy guy with a mask and a stop sign and with a nice jug whistle or whatever the hell that was that we just heard. So don't hit the dump button yet. But... basically, what has happened with Young Stigma is he crossed the line. He gave secrets away, a reversal to a move, and hence he's been sort of exiled from the Technico side and become a Rudo in the last few months. And the transformation has been quite great. I mean, it's a very incredibly detailed storyline I could possibly talk about for 20 minutes, but because I see that we don't have 20 minutes to talk about this, I'm going to move on. But the transformation has been cool, and this is his first big singles match since, of course, transforming mask and characterization. So it should be something to see.
Yeah, I mean, Chikara taking place this Saturday, 9:20 in Streamwood, Illinois. What's the website for Chikara where people can go check them out?
ChikaraPro.com. Definitely, you can pick up your tickets there. $20 gets you in the door, or $5 if you, of course, are under the age of 12. And that, of course, being at the Streamwood Community Center. Phil, what's the address of the Streamwood Community Center? I want to say it's 777 South Bartlett Road in beautiful Streamwood.
That is absolutely correct. 777 South Bartlett Road, Streamwood, Illinois. The Streamwood Park District Community Center.
I'm sorry.
No, please.
You can also go to ChicagoProWrestling.com. They have the entire card up there. They have graphics so you can see what all the wrestlers look like. I mean, this is definitely a show that you do not want to miss.
Tim Donst in America and in Chicago, or Streamwood. Facing, of course, Buck Hawk, the Canadian Jim the Anvil Neidhart impersonator, as some people have said in this room.
Noted. One half of the Fabulous Two. Sadly, Mitch Ryder will not be in attendance.
It's embarrassing. The man is just... It's. I don't even want to talk about what happened with Mitch Ryder. But it's very... Our hearts and prayers are out to Mitch right now. You know, and his finger.
Now, and also as a continued local flavor, as a part of a pre-match showcase.
You just stole my thunder right there.
I did. I'm a thunder.
I'm gonna take your nitro.
Do it. We will have Egotistico Fantastico taking on Silas Young.
And I believe this is for the NWA Midwest Heavyweight Championship.
Is it? Okay.
Yes. So it's Ego shot at that. And it's just another scene. It's another thing that I actually like about the show is the fact that we have people from other groups helping us. Elite Pro is helping us by giving us the ring. NWA Midwest is helping us by giving us this match and also helping us with the building. So it's sort of like...
It's a team effort.
Yeah, it's bringing some unity to a scene that necessarily isn't always so united.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really unique thing with Chikara was, I mean, right now, I mean, it's a lot of feds are... It's cutthroat at times. I mean, we can call a spade, but I mean, this one, you have multiple feds working together to help put this show on, and... It's great, and it's getting a lot of pub. I mean, there's a lot of buzz about this show.
And hopefully all that buzz makes people want to, you know, drive out to Streamwood, which isn't that far away because it's basically Schaumburg Jr.
Yes. Yeah. And there is a parking lot at the building.
There is a parking
That's
lot
That's even better.
We will have concessions. They actually do have water there. I know you're surprised by that. But this is going to be a very, very good night. Money well spent for wrestling. Something that, you know, kids can come to and just make it friendly for everybody. Make it a good time. And that's something that, you know, sometimes we want to see blood and guts. I mean, I enjoy death matches as much as anybody. There's not going to be any of that death match shenanigans on this show, though.
Yeah.
Unless someone beats up Phil and takes the bounty that I have on his head, which is, of course, a beautiful thing of sweethearts, which is actually retail value, 50 cents.
Okay.
I hope your glasses break.
Oh, that's uncalled for. He can't see without those.
I sort of can. These are just the stylish, like Tina Fey type.
You're
glasses.
A phony.
Phony.
You're a phony.
But no, Chikara Pro, Chicago, it's a great fit. And definitely, if this is successful, they will be coming back here.
No, I hope
that's something, and that's something everyone wants to see, I think.
I, absolutely.
Because it's not like there's not wrestling shows every week.
And I think that's the thing here. Like, sort of the one separating difference besides just sort of the stylings of the show is this is an event, really. It's one of those, obviously it hasn't happened before. Who knows if it's going to happen again. This is an event to come and see. We love all the promotions that happen every single week or in and around this
city. But they're not going to be back for a while.
But they're not going to be back for a while. Yeah. So
they're not going to be doing a convoy of 28 cars all listening to the same Sirius satellite radio channel to get here for this big show. I mean, this is something. This is basically, for some of you wrestling fans, you can call this your homecoming. And, you know, no formal dress, though. If you formally dress, though, please let me know.
We will have, if you come in formal dress,
it's recommended.
With a corsage for your lady friend. And yes, you must have a lady friend if you're going to come this way. We will take pictures.
Yes, we will take pictures.
Traditional homecoming style pictures.
Yes, I will try and steal your girl when you're not looking.
I have to say, though, that the last time I heard a buzz about a show like this was the first time Ring of Honor came into Chicago back in 2004. I mean, that's how big of a deal this show coming in this Saturday, 9:20, Streamwood, Illinois. For more information, chikarapro.com.
Is someone out there playing a didgeridoo?
I think so.
I thought it was just a jug that said XXX.
Actually, what it is, it's Claudio Castagnoli sounding his Ricola horn.
Oh, Ricola! But we're going to take a very, very short break. When we come back, we're going to run down all the happenings going on with TNA Wrestling, also the other indie shows that are taking place this weekend, and everything rolling under the bottom rope. We'll be right back after this.
Proudly presents the best in Chicago independent wrestling.
Well, we may have been a bit of liars by that intro there, because we already did talk about Elite Pro and Chikara both coming up this weekend.
We did.
That was solid.
But there are other independent shows that you may want to check out this weekend, including a Windy City Pro Wrestling show this Saturday, September 20th, headlined by the WCPW Heavyweight Champion Austin Roberts taking on DTA, DeAndre the Assassin. in Chicago, Illinois at the WCPW Training Center. And in addition to that main event match, you'll see a number of other bouts featuring WCPW stars. To find out what those matches are, you're going to have to go to the show. Check it out. Also,
that was a cliffhanger.
Yes,
very good
it
device.
Is.
Mystery.
That is quite mysterious. Also, on Saturday, September 20th, it'll be the 2008 VBI Pekin Dragons Dome Tournament in Pekin, Illinois. As on this show, you will see Zero Gravity of Brett Gakia and CJ Esparza.
Gakia.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Appreciated. Taking on the North Star Express of Darren Corbin and Ryan Cruz. Also on the show will be Kyle Rich battling Eric Cannon. And some of the names involved in the tournament include Keith Walker, Mason Beck, Dixieland Destroyer No. 1, Johan Magnus, the Mississippi Madman, Chris Hazard, Guy Smith, and Big Papa. Tickets for the show, $10 at the door. Show begins at 6:30 p.m.
Big Papa's on a show? That's amazing.
Awesome.
And I really hope the Dixieland Destroyer just smears Keith Walker like he's a squirrel on the highway. I hate Keith Walker.
You leave Keith Walker alone.
He's a jerk.
Leave the Keith Walker alone.
And speaking of tournaments, one of the biggest tournaments in independent wrestling is coming up next weekend as the 2008 Ted Petty Invitational will take place on Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th from the Hartman Rec Center in Joliet, Illinois. Some of the first round matches for the show include Dingo taking on Michael Elgin, Chris Hero battles the new horror Sammy Callahan, Chuck Taylor takes on Cassandro, Too Cold Scorpio battles Bobby Fish, Drake Younger takes on Too Tough Tony, it'll be Tracy Smothers battling Dave Taylor in another first round matchup, Mike Quackenbush takes on Ricochet. Alright, you have to do the pronunciation of this one. So
wait,
I'll get
which
it wrong.
One? Which one?
Which one is that?
Ace Steele's opponent.
Oh, Aries?
Is it Aries?
Aris.
That is why. Yes. That is why.
Artless. The other half of Swiss Money Holdings teamed up with young Claudio Castagnoli back in the day.
And Claudio will be taking on Jimmy Jacobs in his first round matchup. Egotistico Fantastico takes on the member of Team Taliban Prince Mustafa Ali. Tyler Black battles Josh Raymond. That should be a fantastic matchup there. Two very big guys on the Chicago scene.
Is that going to be the scaffold match they should have had a few years ago?
What are you laughing about, Dr. Keith?
And in a bit of an interesting first round matchup, it will be Sarah Del Rey taking on Trick Davis as Del Rey, the lone female representative in this year's Ted Petty Invitational.
That's going to be a sleeper match of that tournament right there, I'd say, without a doubt. Because Trick's he's got a bit of a new attitude going on in IWA right now. He's
new hairstyle.
See, I know this word technically can be said, but I don't even want to get in trouble for it.
Good job.
Get that button on
but
standby,
he's,
though.
He's sure of himself, and there's a word in front of sure that some people might use. That'd be one definitely to keep an eye on. I think, like you said, Josh and Tyler will definitely be one to watch out for. The two of them had a pretty blistering feud back in the days of IWA, and I think, was it early 2006, I believe?
I think so.
Early 2006. Late 2005, early 2006, they had a series of matches that really really lit up the Midlow Dome.
Helped get Tyler Black definitely noticed by a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, Cassandro's on the show.
Yes, that's all that matters about the show.
Cassandro is if you've never seen Cassandro, Cassandro is an amazing human being.
And him and Chuck Taylor, Cassandro and Chuck Taylor together could be good times.
It could be quite delightful. And I have no doubt that Tracy Smothers will show up in his helicopter, his diamond encrusted helicopter that he flies from Tennessee.
But then Dave Taylor is going to have an injury, so Tracy will have to wrestle a bear. But it's a British bear.
Oh, my God. I hope Tracy wrestles a bear again. He wrestled a bear recently in Puerto Rico. The bear was wearing a Diet Pepsi t-shirt.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's a corporate.
This is the second time he's wrestled a bear. He pinned the bear the first time he wrestled it.
You know, that is incredibly impressive. I hope the bear gets at least into the finals this year, though.
Ed Schumann wrestled a bear, and that bear nearly killed Ed Schumann.
Tracy
Ed
Smothers.
Schumann is a bear.
He
Ed Schumann's one of the greatest human beings of all time.
I love it. I love
Schumann. But yeah, Tracy Smothers, if you don't believe Tracy Smothers is crazy, the man pinned a bear.
That's it enough.
And it wasn't a worked bear, by the way. I definitely want to say it was a shoot bear.
It was a legit bear, yes.
So definitely the standard Midwestern tournament taking place next weekend in Joliet, Illinois, the Ted Petty Invitational Tournament.
Joliet.
Speaking of things that are about independent quality, but not quite there yet.
Oh, burn!
The Dr. Keith Show at drkeithshow.com.
Well done.
Very nice.
Kudos.
We tried to put it off. And we're almost out of time, but we didn't put it off long enough. We do have to talk about our favorite American-based promotion that doesn't know how to put together a four-sided ring.
TNA?
Oh, yeah, them. I hear they had a pay-per-view. And we're
Hello, this is Mick Foley of the WWE, the hardcore legend, and you are tuned in to WXAV in Chicago. Yeah!
Are you adequately prepared for Six Sides of Steel? Reverse battle royals, electrified cages, X Division belts raining from the sky, the best angles in wrestling. Well, they do have Samoa Joe in the Knockouts division. Let's talk TNA.
Now, we cannot confirm or deny this right now, but supposedly...
Word on the street.
Mick Foley makes his debut tonight on TNA for the Impact taping. And should we even mention the possible match?
We'll mention it just because if it's wrong, it's still some good fantasy booking. It looks like Bound for Glory, Part 4 from Chicago in the Sears Center. Mick Foley versus Kurt Angle.
In a wrestling match.
And some sort of... Well, I was hoping it would be a pie-eating contest. But sadly, that is not going to be the case. But I think Mick would have the advantage there. Angle would want
total nonstop appetite.
But yes, TNA had a pay-per-view this past weekend that took place from Canada.
Yes, and it featured one of the worst angles, one of the worst that you could possibly do to book another pay-per-view's main event. Your WrestleMania in Bound for Glory. The way they set up the main event for Bound for Glory was at the start of the show, Sting comes out and simply says, "I finished up negotiations and I get a title match at Bound for Glory." Nothing said about, well, because I won this big match last week, or because I'm on a winning streak, or anything like that. No, just simply, yeah, I'm a big star, so I negotiated in my contract that I get to fight for the belt at the biggest pay-per-view every year. Yeah. I think this is the third year in a row that Sting will challenge for the either NWA or TNA title, to try and get the belt at Bound for Glory. And it could be 3-for-3 of him winning the belt, holding it for about a week and a half, and dropping it back to the old champion.
Through the disqualification rule, which is remembered every once in a while. So I can't wait to hear Don West call him Mr. Bound for Glory.
Yeah.
Hi-o.
But there were some actual matches on the show. Yes, it is strange for TNA to actually hold wrestling matches.
A very good ladder match on the show.
Yes, which featured the very predictable heel turn of SoCal Val.
I mean, really, just they need to be shot in the head. I'm sorry.
TNA,
like,
Sanjay.
There's sort of there's a collective idea. The character mentality of Sanjay and dear Jay Lethal need to be shot in the head, because, of course, you should be arguing over a woman who can't make up her mind. It makes total sense.
Those devilish females, those Jezebels.
Those females that...
Can I say Jezebel?
Yes. It's brought up often in newsletters. There must be some people back there that just hate women. And it's plainly obvious the way women get booked on these shows every single time.
They can claim
the Knockouts division, but no.
I will sit there and do you one better to prove that you are actually wrong, PJ.
I am always wrong.
Bimbo Brawl, my friend. Bimbo Brawl. Anytime ladies have a hardcore match, it has to be called a Bimbo Brawl. Why? Because all women are bimbos.
Yes, they are. No, they're not.
Well.
In addition to Jay Lethal losing the heart of SoCal Val.
You lost it.
Yeah. But she turned on him beforehand, so she basically had a predetermined ending to this.
Yes. In addition to that, the former TNA X Division champion Maple Leaf Muscle Petey Williams lost his title in a three-way bout with Consequences Creed to Sheik Abdul-Bashir, who was able to steal the pin away from Williams after he hit the Canadian Destroyer. Bashir able to throw him out of the win and get the X Division title. A bit of an odd thing there, what's going on with the former Daivari, is when you run an angle like this, it's pretty much the same one they ran with Williams back in Team Canada of, I'm a guy who doesn't like America, so now we're going to feud for a month and a half, 2 months, a year, however long I can stay over, until the token American guy beats him and gets the belt. Wow. So whether or not this will actually, you know, get over, that'll be interesting to see. You know, if they're pushing Creed heavily as the patriotic type wrestler, so if he is the guy to eventually get over in the end of this feud, you know, we'll have to wait and see, or if he'll just kind of get thrown by the wayside here. Also on the show, Team 3D was defeated by Abyss and the Blueprint Matt Morgan, but they may have set up a feud between Abyss and Morgan, as after the matchup, Morgan was planted with a chair from Team 3D, and he thought that Abyss had done it. So if this could be a heel turn for Morgan, or Abyss going back to being heel after a 3 or 4 show appearance as a face... Again, TNA not knowing how to make up their mind.
Well, it's that wonderful constant again in TNA with the obvious exception being the Dudleys. Team 3D. If you team up, you hate each other in seconds. You can't hang out with someone you know for more than a week before you start fighting. It's, yeah.
TNA has perfected that formula very well. I mean, you had the tag team of Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle. Yeah. They didn't like each other.
Tag team
and
champions.
The hilarious thing about it is I know, like, I've heard one of Vince Russo's criticisms of wrestling is that it's stale. It's that it doesn't change. It's always the same thing. Yet this man has somehow managed to make it even more of the same and dumber than it has ever been before.
Well, it's about time this fine sport got dumbed down.
I know. It was so impossible to follow.
It was like watching Masterpiece Theater. It was I, Claudius, basically, on the mat.
It was beautiful.
And speaking of disasters, in what might be one of the most atrocious things TNA's put on in, well, when was their last show?
About a month ago.
Yeah, in about a month. In an MMA match, Frank Trigg defeated phenomenal AJ Styles.
Oh my God!
In a match that the crowd...
Phil, why are you reacting to this?
They were about as happy with this as people in Toronto were when they didn't get Joe Thornton. And for those, all of you who have no idea what I'm talking about,
go to Wikipedia.
He's a star hockey player currently with the San Jose Sharks. And a couple years ago, all the talk in Toronto was they were going to get Joe Thornton and the Maple Leafs would be okay again. They didn't get him. Hockey is everything up there.
Then,
and this is
Tom Horton.
They're everywhere up there. But that's the kind of reaction that you had for this match from the crowd up there in Oshawa, Ontario. Absolutely.
Phil, can you stop sulking? Because
okay,
you know
PK.
that while they were doing the Tomaselli interview, you and I were recreating the Trigg Styles match right here on the ground. And really, it was amateur style MMA. That's the way you go. Because really, amateur wrestling MMA, it's the same thing.
What defined this as an MMA match?
You're about to swear again.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you were.
That it had a round, I guess. It was supposed to be by rounds. It went one full round and came to an end when...
Low blow.
Yeah, low blow. An accidental low blow, bringing it to an end.
So it just ended as if as a traditional MMA match.
It wasn't a tribute to Evan Tanner, no.
Wow. That's negative. Again, it's just...
You could actually see steam coming out of
Phil's ears. Well, you really can.
It's like, why... It's by its own implication of calling it an MMA match. It shows
they don't watch MMA.
Well, that you don't recognize that the world and the perceptions of everything have changed. As far as everybody's concerned right now, based on what they see, the general population, the general public, mixed martial arts is real. So by dubbing something a mixed martial arts match, you're telling them
all the people watching, this is real. Everything else is not. And that is the worst possible thing you can do.
On a wrestling show.
On a wrestling show, at the theater, anything. It's that willful suspension of disbelief that allow people to actually enjoy what they're watching, because nobody wants to sit there watching something being told flat out that it's fake. It's the worst, like...
So you're saying it's not fun to essentially tell the audience, you know those last six matches?
They don't matter.
You wasted your time in our main event... Yeah. Meaningless.
Because it worked so well for Saint Elsewhere and other shows that just basically decided. For those that don't get the Saint Elsewhere reference, it was a show about a hospital on for like what, 3 or 4 seasons or even.
No,
more?
It was on. It was on for 7 or 8 seasons.
Seasons.
Mark Harmon, Holly Mandel was on it.
The very last episode revealed that all of the stuff that you had just seen for 7 or 8 seasons was nothing but the thoughts going on in the head of an autistic person.
Yes.
I remember hearing about this.
So none of it mattered.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this. This caused a lot of controversy.
It's ridiculous.
By the way, he just looked up Wikipedia for Saint Elsewhere, and he found that out. So,
awesome.
You know,
good old Wikipedia. Wow. There was another show that did that.
I take you weren't a fan of
Newhart. Newhart, yeah.
But it was the second show.
There was something involving Patrick Duffy that did that.
Yeah,
no, Dallas. Dallas did the famous dream sequence that Family Guy parodied.
That's what it was. That's what it was. That's why you remember. Yeah, there's nothing like telling people they've wasted their time. And I know it's fantasy. I know it's a story. It's entertainment.
Would
it's
you like
fun.
A soapbox now?
I already have my soapbox, my good man. I have a soap container. It's amazing. But yeah, it's just
lava.
Seriously.
It was.
But I mean,
someone needs a hug.
I wouldn't even get so mad if it wasn't something that happened only there. If it was only there, you could chalk it up to just the idiocy of one person. Stuff like this trickles down. It's seen on the indies everywhere, where constantly you're being told, all of that's not real, but this is.
This is a shoot, yeah. That
I hate,
whole idea.
It's like, oh, really? So the rest of it wasn't? Thanks.
It hasn't trickled down yet, because there will not be any mixed martial arts matches at the Chikara Pro Show.
No, there will not be.
But there will be fantastic wrestling.
Yes, you will see pro wrestling at its finest at the Chikara Show.
None of that MMA stuff, which is quite fun, but just I like to keep it separate.
And if you've ever talked to Bull Payne, he will attempt to convince you that mixed martial arts is fake.
A word.
So were there any other gripes with TNA?
Yes, the ending of the main event. It was a good matchup. I actually was able to catch the main event between what was supposed to be a four-way between Booker T, Christian Cage, Kurt Angle, and Samoa Joe for the TNA title. Booker T, unable to make it out to the show, got caught up in Hurricane Ike.
And he didn't want to take an earlier flight.
So he was unable to make it. It got kind of confusing before the match actually started. You couldn't tell when they were showing promo packages or backstage promos or what was going on there. But the match itself, pretty good matchup. And at the end, you see the referee gets taken out by Angle. He gets the ankle lock in on Joe, I believe. And Jeff Jarrett comes out with the guitar, and he goes ahead and smashes Angle over the head with it. Muscle buster, match over. Problem here being, you know, Jarrett's trying to play this face thing. Joe's supposed to be, you know, the good guy in this angle, and yet he's the one winning by cheating. They didn't have Sting or Kevin Nash or any of these other guys that are probably going to be in the Respect the Elders Club or whatever they're going to call this new millionaire
club. That should
be
the exact name of it, the Respect Your Elders Club, son.
Yeah. You know, none of these guys came out, and the whole point of this is supposed to be that, you know, Samoa Joe and all these young guys aren't respecting the old guard in TNA. And to not have them have any involvement, and they're supposed to come off, it seems, as like they're these bitter old guys who just can't let go of the past and can't accept that, you know, these new guys are as talented as they actually are. And to not have that happen, it just seems kind of wasteful. It was kind of like in the Raw opener when nobody came out in the cage match.
Yeah.
You've just built up that Randy Orton wants to make sure that Punk doesn't have the title, and there's nothing there to it. So it's the same thing here, where it's like, okay, so one guy actually cares about what's happening here, but the others don't.
Rumble Radio running down TNA booking for 2 years strong.
And there was nothing. And the other problem, too, is you've just said that Sting is going to be in the main event at Bound for Glory. You should at least have them make some sort of contact on this show at the end of the show, even if it's just Sting appearing at the top of the stage to look in, you know, disapprovingly
or
at Joe.
Or showing them up in the rafters with birds.
Yeah, by nothing.
He didn't negotiate that in his contract.
By the way, are we making like an attempt to get our legitimate media like free ticket passes to Bound for Glory? Or do we just assume that they hate us now?
I don't know.
You know what's hopefully they don't listen.
You know what's actually funny is that one of the TNA's PR guys is actually also training for the marathon at this time. So him and I have had some very nice romantic long walks together and talking
as
about
your training.
If you could drop a good word, I mean, we can't promise we won't stop making fun of
Ross. You want to help those Rumble Radio guys out? Who?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping it's who, because it's been a long time since we've interviewed a TNA star. I wonder why.
But for more info, TNAWrestling.com. Well, gentlemen, it's now time for us to roll under the bottom rope.
Go ahead! 1, 2, 3, count that man out!
Now is the time on Rumble Radio when the crew analyzes the stories that roll under the bottom rope.
ProWrestling.net is reporting that some people in WWE feel John Morrison doesn't know how to generate real heat, thus explaining why he hasn't received a huge push in the company. A few have criticized him for actually acting too, quote, goofy with his character and going more for laughs than for booze.
I'd have to agree.
Yes, and in some news from Jim Ross's blog, as he likes to talk about things a lot and we like to mention it on the bottom rope, In regards to Stone Cold Steve Austin having one more match, to the best of my knowledge, Steve has no intention of returning to the ring, but is working out like a warrior to prepare for his upcoming movie role. Austin does seem like a leading candidate to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2009 in Houston, Texas.
Indeed, and he also mentions Charlie Haas and saying that his impersonation of Yours Truly got Charlie noticed again, which was the point. No worries here, as that road has been traveled before. Upside here was that our barbecue biz got a mama juana. Is that the stuff
that is
that,
JBL?
That's a JBL drink.
Yes, that is, isn't it? Mama juana, like TV mentioned. Perhaps I need to go on Lawler's no carb diet after seeing Charlie's drum. Huh? Who copies and pastes these things? Wow. I don't know what I'm reading.
Fail.
Yes.
Reading is difficult.
Reading is hard. Mickey Moose Knuckles' profile has been removed from the TNA website. Moose never had a contract with TNA and is currently out after breaking her leg at an IWA Mid-South show during a 30-minute Iron Woman match with Sarah Del Rey.
Rumors suggest that WWE superstar Bob Holly could be in rehab for a painkiller addiction. The rumors have not been confirmed at this time.
At the September 6th Rob Van House Show in Jamestown, New York, CM Punk got a little bit of an honor as he was awarded a key to the city in the ring.
So he doesn't get the key to his own city. He gets
the key to Jamestown.
Jamestown,
New York.
Okay. Mick Foley was in Orlando yesterday to take part in some high-definition production stuff that TNA had scheduled. It is unknown whether he is also scheduled for the TNA TV tapings tonight or tomorrow, but I believe we confirmed he is there, so I imagine he will be appearing.
Nothing's been confirmed yet.
Nothing confirmed yet, but that's what we hear.
Yes, in other recent TNA news, Pete, what have you got for us?
Today, Talent had medical tests and had blood work done for HIV and hepatitis, but also signed forms giving them permission, TNA permission, to do drug testing.
The amusing thing about that is TNA did drug testing not too long, like I think a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Or maybe even more. The guys that took the tests were told that they failed. And then nothing happened.
Awesome.
Nothing. Good. Not a thing. So I'll be interested to see if something.
And then Andrew
comes
Martin was in for two shows.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's right.
That was I think the test you're speaking of, Phil.
I do believe.
We ruin these boys' flow now.
Yes.
No, not at all. Because Pooch is gonna pick it right back up.
I have no funky flow. Wyndham Rotunda, son of Mike Rotunda, could be looking to get into wrestling after finishing his education at Troy University and seeing how far he can make it in football.
I bet 100 yards.
Zinga!
The former Braden Walker recently commented on his release from the WWE saying, I wanted to send out a quick message to let everyone know that I am okay. Getting my release was the best thing that could have happened. If you could have seen the condition I was in every day, you would understand. We did see it. It was terrible. Like your matches. I now
and
need to pick
patch.
Up the pieces. Yeah, all both of them. Make myself better and find my passion again. Thank you for the support, and as soon as I can collect my thoughts, you will hear from me again.
And finally, Mickey Rourke is receiving high praise for his starring role as Randy the Ram Robinson in the movie The Rustler, with many critics, namely Roger Ebert, saying that he expects a Best Actor nod for Mickey Rourke for his film in The Wrestler. I can't wait to see the movie. It's coming out in the next few weeks in limited release. And if for all you Ring of Honor fans, Ring of Honor was partly filmed.
Keith, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the Necro Butcher in this movie?
The Hollywood Necro Butcher plays a major part in this movie. And this
that
is
why wrestling fans need to go see this.
He's going to be a star. December 19th, I believe it opens in a limited release schedule. So definitely check it out, because a lot of people, this was the talk, I believe, of the Venice Film Festival.
Yes. Yeah,
and also the Toronto Film Festival. So yeah. this isn't going to be Ready to Rumble Part 2.
Darn.
I know. I love when
I actually
wrestling.
Never saw Ready to Rumble.
We should watch it on
terrible.
The way home.
It's
I've
a great
heard it's
movie.
Quite bad.
It's one of those movies that's so bad, it's good.
But it explains WCW to a nutshell, though.
Yeah.
It
that's
really
the
does.
Most important
and
thing.
That last year, definitely.
And DDP is just crazy in that
he's,
film.
There's Peter. One scene where he's in a portlet, and he comes out, and he has toilet paper out of his boot, and it's so funny.
Peter, I will rule yes. you, sir. I will rule you.
Will you?
I will.
Okay.
I think it's time to go, actually.
It is.
Really
is
quick,
Biff
though.
Biff Naked's, we're not going to take it?
No, okay. Unfortunately, we don't have Biff Naked, but I wish we did. But I want to throw in there really quick. I've been saying for like the past month, because, you know, TNA doesn't really do anything right, so I was hoping the video game might be right. And most reviews that I'm reading for it, it gets about a 7 out of 10. Gets,
pretty good for a first
they
time.
They say it's more fun to play with friends. It's a little glitchy, and they map multiple like actions to the same button. So they said don't ever knock a guy down in the corner close to the ropes and try to pin him, because the same button pins, exits the ring, and climbs to the top of the turnbuckle. Awesome. So it's kind of like a flip of a coin for what the hell is going to happen.
Cool.
But you know, first crack, so we'll see what they do next time out.
And as a fun little production note, if you do pick up that game, try and guess which Chicago indie wrestling superstars are the ones doing the animations for the moves. And also just imagine this, because this was mapped out low-key doing Kurt Angle's entrance.
I will do Kurt Angle's entrance.
I am low-key.
Proper justice.
Back and I also saw a screenshot of that Suicide character that's supposedly going to debut in TNA for real.
Yes.
Looks ridiculous. So I hope what the video game looks like isn't what TNA actually runs down to the ring. That's going to be really, really messed up.
Well, you never know with TNA, but this has been another exciting edition of Rumble Radio. We'd like to thank our guests, PJ Drummond and Dr. Keith. Dr. Keith,
but still we fail.
Please plug where they can
right.
check you out.
Definitely check me out. F4WOnline.com, WrestlingObserver.com, the greatest professional wrestling website out there today. So much audio at such a good price. 2 newsletters, great times all around. Definitely also check out BVDVD.com, Big Vision Entertainment. Last Call with Sandman and Raven comes out the end of October.
It's the final countdown.
Hey, you did it. You mumbled it, but you did it.
I mumbled.
I don't mumble.
PJ mumbles. This has been Rumble Radio. For more info on us, go to RumbleRadioOnline.com. Until next Tuesday, take care.
And wait. Coming up right after us, the Hard Rock Co-op right here on the XWXAV.
This is WXAV 88.3 FM Chicago, broadcasting from St. Xavier University.
Hey, what's up? This is Tim from Rise Against.
What's up? It's Tony Campos from Static X.